Kids, it's going to be a bumpy ride today.
Here we go.
Welcome to the Opie and Anthony program. No reason to waste time today. We got to get right into the festivities.
Oh, no.
A couple phone numbers really fast in the New York area. 877-692-1027. Anywhere else, including Philadelphia.
Hey, how you doing, Philly?
Someone's listening to the Opie and Anthony show. Thank you, Philly. Thank you.
Very encouraging today from Philly. Thank you.
866-277-4WOW. That's 866-277-4WOW.
Well, time is of the essence, Opie. I'm hearing, well, of course, today is the homeless shopping spree.
Homeless shopping spree 2.
2. Happening today. The homeless are out on the bus in front of the station.
Right in front of the Brooklyn Diner.
And time is of the essence because I hear some of them think that this is a big arrest and want to get off the bus.
Yeah.
They don't believe that people would be this charitable with money and beer and a shopping spree. So they think that it's a bust.
Everyone knows what's going on, right? We're bringing the homeless to a mall, and they can spend their $100 any way they want.
Any way they damn well please.
And we've given them all sorts of stuff on top of that, including, like you said, the beer, the food.
Yeah, the beer, the
gloves,
food,
the bus socks,
beautiful.
All sorts of stuff.
And, of course, what kind of movie or viewing pleasure do you give the homeless on their way to a mall? Pornography. They are watching. This bus is great. It's a full-size bus like you would take to Atlantic City. Not a little mini bus, nothing. It's a full-size bus. Bathroom, which, I mean, has got to look like a daisy cutter hit it after they're done. And video screens above the seats.
Yeah.
You know,
they all get their own video screen.
Yeah. And porno is playing on, so they're all revved up. They're going to be humping people's legs like chihuahuas.
Yeah.
Walking through the mall, they're all horned up. That's what you need. Horned up, drunk, homeless.
Anthony, very important. The first pictures are up of the 10 people that we will be bringing to one of the malls.
Oh, fantastic. Let me...
You can go to three websites right now. WNEW.com, OpieAndAnthony.com, or FoundryMusic.com. And there they are. All look, you got Blue and Tippy Tom and Rock and Roll Tommy and Sperm and Snoop, Ziggy, Andre, Youngblood, Big Ed... And last but not least, Buttered Roll.
Is Buttered Roll really Earl? Did he put a beard on?
Buttered Roll looks like Earl?
A little bit.
A little bit.
With a beard. Of course, Ziggy. Oh, my God. I'm looking through all the pictures now. We have a picture of the bus, and the headshots are up.
Yeah.
And I don't think I met... I didn't see Sperm out there. He's on the bus, though? There he is.
Sperm's trying to get off the bus because he's convinced that he's getting arrested.
Yeah, and Rock and Roll Tommy, Rock and Roll. Look at him.
Well, we got to go right to Ben, Anthony, because...
Getty Lee with the HIV.
Yeah. Ben started the day really early
because
he had to help Keith round up the homeless. Round them up!
Well, it started last night, too, on the way out with these guys. They barfed in the garage. Much to the,
last night.
Right in front of a bunch of customers, and then I was leaving work. I go around the corner at Citibank, and all those CDs we gave them were on the ground.
That we gave Rock and Roll Tommy yesterday.
He's screaming, "Give me $5! Give me $5! To the people coming out of Citibank, and then he goes to me, he goes, "Anthony?" So I kept walking. At that point, Tippy Tom was in the middle of Broadway directing traffic. So, but then today we started off, and I got to hand it to Keith. He really did a bang-up job with a bunch of winners.
Oh, absolutely, he did.
Well, the homeless, they were all on time waiting for you guys to arrive, most of them, right? The word got out on the street.
I heard there were some people that wanted to go that weren't on the list.
The only one that wasn't there was Ziggy. The rest were all there or an hour early.
There's probably 15 or 20 of them still waiting on the corner. Like,
really?
Like,
hoping they could be a part of this special day.
Damn.
Then I hear Ziggy was on time. All of a sudden, right when he was supposed to be there, he's walking across the street with his little bag.
Yeah.
for his little field trip today.
And they all know Ziggy. He's like the all of them know Ziggy, and they've got like some sort of respect to him. It's like the funniest
thing.
Really?
There's a whole hierarchy with the homeless. Of course, the Rock and Roll Tommy and Tippy Tom made their way to the bus last. I saw them walking down the sidewalk. Psycho Mark had to go get them from the corner of Broadway and 57th, where Rock and Roll Tommy had his schlong hanging out and was taking a leak in the middle of Broadway. He then had to be corralled up and brought back, and him and Tippy Tom the whole time fighting, still fighting from last night.
Yesterday's show?
I couldn't imagine. I woke up this morning, and the first thing that popped in my head was, I could not imagine the hangover I would have if I was as intoxicated as Tippy Tom was yesterday.
Thank God Tippy Tom passed out on the bus. We'll wake him up when we get there.
Oh, he's passed out?
Out of control.
Well, he'll wake up when Rock and Roll Tommy starts hitting him on the head. Rock and roll.
I heard the subway ride was pretty interesting, too.
I'm a deuce. You're
uptown.
A deuce.
The subway ride was hilarious because we had them all corralled, and Sperm's trying to take off, so we have them in one cart, and people coming onto the train just fleeing. Rock and Roll Tommy and Tippy Tom just kept arguing, and they almost got in a couple fights, but he leaned over at one point, and this blonde lady bolted out of the train, just got right out of the train.
There was like a tourist couple from like Iowa, and they were sitting there, and there was maybe like 3 or 4 inches of space between Rock and Roll Tommy and this lady, and Tippy Tom just squeezed his butt right in it. And she was like pressed up against her husband.
Horrified.
And he was like leaning on her.
And that's a smelly bird. Don't move, honey. You look like a racist or something. You look like somebody who doesn't have tolerance for these people.
So they just sit there. Meanwhile, in New York, you get off me, you smelly. Holy ass. Jay from Yonkers. Butter Roll looks like the new Knick coach, Don Chaney.
Also funny on the subway ride, Blue's standing up and the subway train comes like to a fast stop, and Blue goes flying into about 3 people. He's just hanging on to him. People are trying to push him off.
Well, he was great when he walked up to the bus. I saw when he got his first look at the bus. It was like, oh man, this is a fat ride. And he goes jumping inside.
Did we at least wipe the blood off his forehead, though?
Yeah, he's still bleeding. Scott K saying Ziggy is like the Don Corleone of the homeless.
Pretty much.
They give him the respect.
You can see the
Don.
You can see the pictures of the guys for yourself. OPieandAnthony.com or FoundryMusic.com. So I guess we're ready to head off to a mall.
Oh, this is great.
Really fast. Psycho Mark's on the bus. He's going to help us out today with the festivities. Psycho Mark.
My voice is all crap today, but we just broke up a fight between Blue and Tippy Tom. They're already fighting on the bus.
Now, why is Blue and Tippy Tom fighting?
Because they're blind drunk. They're all alcoholics, and they're completely hungover. When we picked them up this afternoon, Tippy Tom has a bottle of Thunderbird in his mouth, and he's swinging it down like it's no tomorrow.
Oh, God.
They're drunk. They're so drunk, they don't know what they're doing. They're fighting. They're not even going to remember the trip.
That's classic. All right, Mark, I got to go to Rick.
We got to get going. Come on.
All right, there are so many people going on this little field trip today. Rick, what's going on?
I can barely keep my eyes open, dude.
I hear the bus reeks.
The bus reeks already. This is going to be the worst trip.
Rick, me and Opie, we both walked on the bus before any of the homeless got there, and I was amazed. I go, this is a beautiful bus.
It's a gorgeous
great
bus.
The bathroom was very clean and smelled fine, and now you're saying that you haven't even gone anywhere yet, and it stinks.
I can't get past the second row of seats, man.
Has anyone used the bathroom yet?
Hey, any of you guys used the bathroom yet? Yeah, I think it was Rock and Roll Tommy raised his hand.
Oh, man. Oh, God.
Hey, do you want to talk to Blue?
Yeah, let's talk to Blue really fast.
Hey, Blue, you want to go on the air?
We haven't talked to Blue yet.
All right.
Oh, my God.
I'm going to blow it up. Blow it up. Blue.
What's up, Blue?
Hey, Blue.
I'm gonna blow it up. Don't get up.
Blue.
Y'all never
been out here? Hey, Blue. Yo, Blue.
Hello.
Hey, Blue.
Can you hear him?
Yo, Blue.
Here.
Freaking.
Hello?
Yeah, Blue. How you doing? Are the buttons pressed
on?
Yeah. He should be on our
problem. Yeah, I'm Big Blue.
Hey, Blue, how you doing, man?
All right. Are you
psyched to be going shopping today for the holidays?
I would like that.
And,
accommodate me with that.
What do you think you're going to be buying today?
Huh?
What are you going to buy today, Blue?
Right.
Oh,
my friend.
He's like every Mr. Pryor.
My real name is Odell.
All right, what's up with you?
You hear me?
Yeah. What are you going to buy today?
Whatever I can afford. I mean, you know. No, don't run away.
I mean, you know. Dude, this guy the whole way was just talking about how he wanted to be on the air.
Yeah. Well, there you go.
He's on the air. All right, boo.
I really appreciate this. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to
Merry
you.
Christmas.
And my man back.
All right.
Oh, boy. There you go.
Oh, boy.
Oh, wait till this mall finds out that they're the
on,
ones we have
on.
Picked. They're the ones we have picked for this.
Hey, Rick.
All right. We alcohol swab the phone down.
All right. Oh. That's hilarious. You know,
we're sperm.
You know, we made a mistake. We put the homeless on the bus about an hour ago, and Keith and everyone has been freaking out trying to keep these guys preoccupied. Yeah. That's why we're running down with food and beer and sodas and porno and Rambo movies and Godzilla movies.
Yeah, Keith is in the office looking through going, what movies do you think they like?
Oh, they like wrestling. Like, he's talking about retarded children. They like wrestling. Oh, Godzilla. We'll play Godzilla and wrestling.
All right.
Hey, do you guys use your phone? Hey, oh.
Yeah, Rick.
You guys want to talk to Buttered Roll or Sperm next?
Buttered Roll.
Buttered Roll.
Buttered Roll. We're on the air.
Hello?
Hey. Buttered Roll, what's up?
I'm chilling. How you doing?
You're chilling,
I'm glad
my brother.
To be here. I appreciate what you're doing for me.
Yeah, you're going to be going shopping today. You got anything in mind, what you want to buy?
I'm buying me a coat. That's all I want, at least.
You're going to get a coat. Gonna get a nice coat, nice warm coat for the winter.
Yeah, I didn't say coke, I said coat.
Right? No, we heard.
I said coke.
Coat, not coke.
Huh?
All right. Good luck with the next, Mr.
All right.
Good luck. All right. Listen, Rick, get Rick back on the phone.
Guys.
Yeah, Rick, we gotta let you go. We gotta get these guys down there with you. All right.
All right. Cool.
All right. We'll check in with you in a little bit.
You got it, man.
Yeah, because these guys got to get on the road. Jim Norton in the studio. Jim is going on another bus ride.
Oh, boy. Jim, Rick, I think Steve C., right?
Steve C.
These are all veterans of bus events that this station has put on, one of which ended tragically.
The only difference between this and the Voyeur bus is this: the jail cell actually smelled nicer than the bus is going to.
Rich Voss is going on the,
and
on the,
Voss,
on the bus.
Yes.
As well.
Cool. So, right, have fun, guys.
We gotta let these guys go.
There they go. Off and running.
Bye, Steve.
Guys, best of luck. And
I must really like you to do this.
I know. I know. I think. This is legal, isn't it?
You're going to have fun, man.
Yeah.
Give us a call when you get down there, right? All right, cool. Well, there you have it, Anthony.
Oh, my God.
Homeless shopping spree, too.
When, a lot of people, very curious where we're going. When are we going to announce the mall that these homeless are going to so the people can join them?
We will announce the mall 15 minutes before we get there.
15 minutes before we get there.
That's the best we can do.
Are there going to be any hints? Hey, we're on such and such a road.
We could, we'll drop a few hints.
All right.
We'll drop a few hints.
That way people might be able to get a little closer to the area.
Yeah, we're looking forward to our listeners, joining the homeless people for the shopping spree today, Anthony.
Yeah.
It's a lot of fun. We do this together.
Now, why is it that we can't just announce the location?
Well, we don't want barricades up, Anthony.
Exactly. I don't know, though. Any mall that would turn these gentlemen away. Just based on their appearance or odor. That's not what this Christmas spirit's all about.
I gotta tell the malls.
This time of year.
All the malls are listening to us now. We're getting emails from our listeners that work for all the malls in the area.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, dude, you know, there's warnings out that you guys are maybe coming to our mall. I'm just giving the heads up. What I wanted to tell the malls, this is a good business day for you. Trust me.
Oh, yeah.
Because you're going to have a couple thousand of our listeners joining the homeless people, and they're all spending money today.
Right. They will be shopping in your mall, and you don't know who you are yet, but this is a good thing for you. And you know what would be really bad? I think it would be a PR catastrophe for any shopping establishment to turn away these people based on what? Their appearance?
Look how excited Butter Roll was on
the phone. Oh, my God. You're going to get a jacket?
Gonna get a new coat. Our homeless people will be well behaved today.
And did you hear what Blue was saying? I'm asking you, did you hear? I couldn't understand a goddamn word he was saying, Opie.
No. I know this. We have 2.5 people per homeless guy today.
Yeah, yeah.
To watch them.
I know. It's better than the prison ratio.
Yeah.
To tell you the truth.
Well, I think we're going to take our first break because we're going to spend a lot of time, all right, talking to the bus and stuff. But the bus is outside the Brooklyn Diner on 57th Street,
mm-hmm.
between 7th and Broadway, and it is taking off in minutes.
Yeah, well, those guys will take off. They'll take a break, and when we come back, I guess we'll check back in with them, see how everyone's going to getting psyched up for the shopping.
By the way, if you see the bus on the highways and the byways, give us a call.
Yeah.
It's very obvious. There's NEW and Opie and Anthony all over the damn thing.
Yeah. Wow stickers.
Okay?
We're helping.
All right. It's the Opie and Anthony Show. Anthony, I love New York Sports Club.
Yeah, tis the season to get chubby, though. You know? Now's the time you got to balance your heavy celebrating with some healthy workouts at the New York Sports Club. And if there's someone on your list who loves the eggnog, why not purchase a New York Sports Club membership? New York Sports Club, great place to de-stress during the hectic pace of the holidays. Call them up, 1-800-301-1231. Remember, New York Sports Clubs gives you the month-to-month memberships. No annual contracts, no long-term financial commitments. You're never locked in. New York Sports Clubs, the most convenient gyms around. They got more than 80 locations in the tri-state area. To find one of the gyms near you, 1-800-301-1231. At New York Sports Clubs, they got tons of equipment and classes, great classes like spinning, kickboxing, African dance, yoga. You never get bored. You just get fit. This season, give the gift of health with a New York Sports Club membership for yourself or someone you care about. Why not decide on your resolution today? A little early. 1-800-301-1231. Year-end holiday rates in effect right now. 1-800-301-1231. New York Sports Clubs, there's a million reasons to join.
Opie and Anthony. 1027 WNEW.
We're back with the Opie and Anthony Show. It's homeless shopping spree 2 on the Opie and Anthony program. We got to go right to the bus, Anthony, and talk to Rick. Rick, what's going on?
Hey, guys. We are making our way through the city, and we've already had our first altercation, so to speak, or uprising. Blue seems to be having a problem.
Blue is having a problem with what?
Blue is having a problem with the fact that he heard on the radio Norton mention about jail. So he thinks he's going to jail.
Oh, smack him in the head and tell him no one's going to jail.
Oh, here.
I got my own back.
Here.
What is he saying?
He's wigging out.
What is he saying?
He's talking about this about homeless. He goes, he got me to stand and think he's going to jail.
Put him on the phone.
You want to talk to him?
Yeah.
Hold on. Hey, you guys want to talk to Blue?
By the way, Anthony, we're on the way to the mall, obviously, for the homeless shopping. What? Great. Hey, Blue!
Hello?
Blue, what's up?
Hello?
Hey, Blue! Blue! Hey, Blue.
Hello?
Yeah, Blue, are you listening?
Yeah, what?
Look, everything's cool, bro. We're just hanging. You're going to go shopping.
Here. Hello?
Oh, no. One of the. Hey, Blue. Blue, you hear us? All right.
Hey!
Turn that fader down.
Hold on.
All right, get Psycho Mark on.
Hold on. I had to put him on hold. He's cursing like crazy. Let's go to Psycho Mark.
Psycho Mark.
Mark 8.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey. What's going on? We can't talk to Blue. He can never seem to hear us.
Turn on his mind. He got in a big fight with Youngblood. Youngblood, why did you even start with him? Tell me.
Oh, wait.
S word. He started a fight with him because he was trying
a lot of
ass.
I was able to dump out
of Hold on. Mark. Mark.
Yeah, murder
them. Mark, they can't curse.
They're homeless.
They're killing
them. It's impossible. Please. So
Youngblood started a confrontation with Blue because Blue is talking a lot of ass.
Right, and Youngblood's out with him because he wants to rag him on. But I told him, I said, wait till 14th Street. You guys can rip each other's hearts out. When you get back there, you can each other's faces. Let's have a nice time. Good Christmas. I'm shopping.
All right.
Everything's calm. Tone is calm right now. Hopefully, it will stay calm.
You're
Tommy
calm,
and Tommy are absolutely silent, which is amazing.
Yeah, well, they're hungover.
I'm completely passed out.
All right, hold on a second. I got to go back to Rick, all right? Stay there, Mark. Let's go to Rick. He's This bus is really huge, so Rick's in another section of the bus. Rick!
All right, well, looks like Big Ed is comforting Big Blue now.
Okay, how is he comforting him?
Well, he's got his hand on his shoulder and just keeps grabbing his hand and like, pushing his cheek up again on how he's getting round again. Right. He's getting rowdy. You hear that? He's talking about how he used to work on Fifth Avenue.
We are mere minutes into this ride, and already there's been two fights.
You know, the staff is drinking more than the homeless at this point.
I think so.
Deal with this, Anthony.
Unbelievable.
All right, Rick. Hold on the line. I got to check in with Norton. Norton's in another part of the bus. Norton.
I hate you both. We have gone two blocks. The inside of the bus smells like a diaper. You, the driver, looks like Apollo Creed's trainer.
Yeah.
Let it go. I hate this already. You're in traffic. It smells. There's AIDS all over the place. And they're fighting.
Yeah, I hear now that there's little confrontations going on, but no one could really figure out why.
English from Escape from Alcatraz wants to get off the bus. He's screaming. It's an absolute nightmare. Let me off. Let me off. He thinks he's going to jail. This stinks.
You got to inform the guy that he's getting money and he's going to be shopping and no jail is in his future.
That's a good idea. It's easy to talk sense to a man in a blackout who hasn't slept indoors in 4 years. Maybe I should talk about the market and the Dow Jones and how things are going to get better, too. I'm not listening. He's a blackout.
Hold on. We got to go to Rick.
Hold on. We got to go back to Rick.
Blue is crying.
Rick.
All right. He stopped crying. Why? He's laughing again.
All right. Why was he crying?
Yeah. Hey, Big Blue, why were you crying, man?
You want to talk? Why were you crying?
No, don't give him the phone, though, Rick.
No, I'm not going to.
Because he can't hear him.
Yeah.
Look, my eyes. I wear glasses.
Because you wear glasses?
Oh, my God.
Oh, there you go. There you go.
All right. Blue's
you heard it. He's crying because he wears glasses.
Remember that for What Do We Learn? Blue's crying because he wears glasses.
All right, Rick.
Yeah.
How is our favorite from last year, Ziggy, doing?
Ziggy took a leak on the seat. Ziggy took a goddamn leak on the seat. Christ. Oh, my God.
What's the matter?
Tippy Tom looks like he's foaming at the mouth. He's got drool all over. Oh, my God. What is that?
What happened, Rick?
Dude, he went number one on himself. Tippy Tom passed out. He went number one on himself. And Big Blue was trying to wake him up.
They're wetting themselves crying and fighting. They're like, it's like a rolling daycare center.
All right, I have to stop. Hold on a sec. I got to break in here, Anthony, and I want to tell every listener of the Opie and Anthony show to call every single person you know and tell them to listen to this show today, because this is one of the classics, man.
Oh, my God.
All right, now Snoop is smacking Tippy Tom, and he won't wake up.
Well, make sure he's all right.
Yo, Stella, wake up, man. I'm going to the radio. Yo, don't die on him. I'm going to shop. Give me time. We're going to shop this.
Give me time. All right.
All right,
he's alive.
Oh, he's alive. Oh, God. Thank God.
Okay,
he's alive. Good. Oh, God. Now they think there's a riot going on.
All right, Rick, I'm going to go back to Norton.
All right, go back to Norton.
All right. Let me go back to Jimmy. Norton. Norton, you there? You might have hung up.
Yeah.
Let me see if Psycho Mark's still there. Psycho Mark?
What's going on?
Hey, man.
I'm sitting in the back of the bus. I guess they just revived him. He's so drunk up in his mind. The boys don't want another drink. What's that? Take it. Tippy Tom's from the pen.
Oh, you got to get Tippy Tom's from the pens?
Tippy Tom's from adult.
Got to get some adult diapers for Tippy Tom.
Oh, my God.
All right, Mark, we'll check in with you in a little bit, all right?
All right.
Someone is on the line. Oh, they just hung up. They said we should allow the homeless people to curse today because this is more like a documentary.
Well, that's true. Like Scared Straight, the prisoners were able to curse and whatnot. Anthony from West Orange saying he's wetting his pants just listening to this. And Sheep Lover is saying, I have to say, even before they get to the mall, homeless shopping spree too, better than the original.
Well, yeah.
Because
no one was in our way this time around, Anthony. They wanted us to go to the shelters last time.
And Anthony from West Orange again saying that perhaps Ziggy marked his territory for the ride back.
Okay.
Is what he was saying.
I got a couple junk mail, Jerry, from the city. These malls have to feel like the different countries of Europe wondering which one of them were gonna be next on the German invasion list.
And then somebody else wondering if there's a 15-year-old boy writer for the Rolling Stone magazine going along on the bus, almost homeless. Is what they would call that.
We will announce the mall we're going to about 15 minutes before we get there, okay? Dave from Jersey, Voss is going? Jesus, bad smell, bad language, and now bad jokes. Oh. Hey, Voss.
Hey.
What's up, Voss?
How you doing, man?
My eyes are teary.
Yeah, that's okay. We hear the smells really bad.
I think what we should do is just take them up to the woods and hunt them, okay? And the winner keeps all the money. The homeless hunt, I'm telling you.
That sounds like maybe next year.
This is unbelievable. I don't know. This smell, I don't know if this stink is worse than Norris's act, but this is bad stink in here. And listen to me. I'm scared to go back there.
Yeah, are all you guys hanging out at the front of the bus?
Yeah, we're hanging out in front. I'm going to go back there, see if any of them can write me some new material.
Right, boss.
All right, I'm going to go back there for a second. They're all going. I know the struggle.
All right, boss. Thank you. All right, cool. RJ from Boston. Is Blue too stupid to realize that jail would be an upgrade in his lifestyle? Yeah, why are they so bummed about Rick?
Yo.
How's it going?
It's going okay. Blue wants to wish everybody now a Merry Christmas.
Oh, is he okay now? He's not crying anymore?
He seems to be okay. Yeah, he's giving everybody high fives. He's showing the love.
Are we going to be doing some kind of Christmas carols later on?
Oh, yeah. Those are coming up as soon as we get onto a highway.
Great. And Ben is on the phone. He says he's in the back of the bus with Rock and Roll Tommy.
Well, let's go to Ben.
Talk to Ben.
First time Ben's checking in from the bus. Ben?
Guys, Rock and Roll Tommy is in the back of the bus spraying Lysol all over the place. He's disgusted with the smell himself.
Rock and Roll Tommy is disgusted with the smell.
What's with the smell, Rock and Roll Tommy?
Huh?
What do you think of the smell back here?
It smells fine with air pressure.
There's playing air pressure all over the place.
Ben, I know you get really easily grossed out by this stuff. How are you dealing with the smell?
Lots of Lysol.
Yeah.
Lots of Lysol, and this is my first trip to the back of the bus. All the guys are in the back, and Norton and Voss are hidden in the front, and Mark and Rick are all in the front.
Oh, this is a day that will make Ben very happy. And are the homeless guys, have they started drinking alcohol yet?
No, we're trying to control that. They've been asking for it, but with the condition of some of them, we thought we'd hold off for a little while.
Yeah, I think maybe a couple of beers before they get to the mall, but not too many.
Yeah, I could agree with that.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you, Ben.
All right.
Hey, is traffic moving?
What's that?
Is the traffic moving along?
Yeah, we're on 57th and 1st Avenue right now.
We're
moving along.
Oh, is that our first hit?
Oh, that's the first hint.
Is that our first hit?
A hint is in.
Hey, Ben.
Yeah?
Is anyone following you guys?
Yeah, we got a good little caravan going here.
Really? Cool.
A few cars behind us, yeah, and a lot of people cheering along the way.
All right.
It was nice to go by K-Rock and beep the horn.
Great. And thank you.
All right, guys.
Bye.
See you.
Don't have time for that today, trust me.
No.
We'll talk about it, though. Hey, Gary, what's going on?
Hey, guys.
11-year-old Gary.
I gotta admit, I started listening to you 99.
Right.
This is the funniest ass I've ever heard.
You like the homeless shopping spree, too.
It's so funny.
No, don't crap yourself, no, now,
I'm not
going young
to.
Gary.
Yeah, we.
They're doing enough crapping on the bus.
We've just begun, young Gary.
And I just want to tell you, I think they gave out where you're going.
No. Not necessarily.
Keep it to yourself, Gary, if you're that smart, all right?
All right.
We'll talk to you a little later.
All right, bye.
It's your little pal, Opie. You going to take him to that hockey game?
I will be taking him to a hockey game.
How come you haven't taken him yet?
I got a little email from
I can still hear them.
Gary's nephew. Trisha, what's up?
Yeah, hi.
Hi. Gary's uncle.
I just think it's...
Gary's nephew would be...
Yeah, I mentioned whether it's legal, but I don't think it's ethical.
What, Trisha?
I don't think it's very ethical.
Where are you from?
Salamanca.
Then don't listen, you twat. What seems to be your problem, Trisha?
Well, I just think that having these people on display to be ridiculed...
Bye-bye. That's how much we care about you and your stupid phone call.
You know something?
Don't wreck our buzz today.
They're going to have money and go to the malls and get some clothing. There you go. Have some fun.
And these guys are completely into it, man. They're thrilled.
Yeah.
To have the opportunity to be part of this today. Ray, what's up?
Not much. Yo, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Tell me that guy Blue doesn't sound like Damon Wayans from The Living Color.
Oh, when he would do the homeless guy?
Yeah.
There's crapping in the jar and stuff? Yeah. He does. Yeah, remember that bit Damon Wayans used to do? Blue does sound just like him.
Just like him.
I can't wait to get a little more of Blue on the phone. And then once they get to the mall, oh my God, trying to keep them together. You know what it is? They're on a bus. They can't move around right now. How the hell are they going to keep those guys together?
We were just trying to keep them on the bus for an hour and it was a nightmare.
Yeah, they wanted to get off the bus and start walking around like they're homeless. They're used to just walking around.
We probably have about 40 people from the station going as well.
Yeah, yeah, a lot of people.
There's like a caravan of just, radio personnel following the bus.
And I hear we might have some pictures and whatnot.
Well, Steve is taking video, and we'll probably have 300 to 400 pictures of this.
Great.
When we're all done. But right now, what you can do is go to opieandanthony.com, and you can see the people that are joining us.
You can see the participants. Headshots.
So when Blue goes back on the air and cries, you go, oh, there's Blue. That's what he looks like.
Let me pop him up so you can get a little visual going.
Right.
There's Blue right there.
Let's go back to the phone. Oh, Chris, what's up?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey.
I used to work in Manhattan with the same person as Keith. I know this guy, Blue. He used to be on my... He's out of his mind. You guys can't talk to this guy on the radio.
What do you mean he's out of his mind?
Every other word out of his mouth is F or S.
Yeah, we noticed that.
You guys are the best. Homeless shopping rules.
All right, cool. Thanks, bro.
Take it easy.
Bye. Let's go to John. John, you're next on the Opie and Anthony Show.
Hello.
What's up, John?
What's up, fellas? How you doing?
Good.
Oh, this is the funniest S I've heard in a long time.
Oh, thanks, man.
Hey, is Norton going to bring any lad bags to the mall with him today?
The lad bag.
Yeah. You know, he's going to be spending half the time in the bathroom while he's over there.
Crinkle, crinkle.
When Norton says he's miserable and he hates us, that is the truth.
Yeah, he is not a happy guy being on that bus right now.
He will be smoking by the end of this day.
Oh, that's right. He's trying to quit.
All right, thank you, John.
All right, boys. Take it.
All right. Paul, what's going on?
What's going on over here?
Hey, what up?
Yo, I'm a lawyer listener from Boston, but I find this to be the stupidest thing.
Why is
don't
that
listen. Fault? Go listen to some rock.
See, it's not that I don't like you all. You all are the greatest. But this is making no sense. Do you have nothing to talk about today?
Hey, Paul, thank you.
Yeah, that's
if you
great.
Don't if you don't get this, then you don't
great.
Bother listening to our show, all right?
Yeah, I love your show, but it's just stupid.
Good you do.
All right. Sure you do.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's go to Jim. Jim, you're next on the Opie and Anthony Show. What's up?
What's going on, guys? Hey. Dudes, this tower is the first shopping spree. This is hysterical on this end.
Cool.
Paul's a tool. Actually, the only thing for Vasto, this is the first time that dryer door joke would work. With a bunch of bums. Have a good time, guys. Take it easy.
All right, let's go back to Rick. He's on the bus. We've been waiting for these guys to call back. Hey, Rick, what's up?
Hey, what's up, guys?
All right.
We're in the back of the middle of the bus, and Blue is just...
Uh-oh. Blue is what?
Hello?
Blue's fake. You like the Mary?
Rick.
You like the Mary?
Rick, you broke up. We didn't hear what you said. Blue is doing what? Rick.
How, Miss Mary? Yeah.
I guess Blue likes Mary.
Blue,
I forgot Mary's on the bus.
Give me the phone back. Thank you.
Blue is hitting on intern Mary.
What is she doing on that bus?
Typhoid Mary. Her new
typhoid Mary. Yeah.
Hey, Rick, you were breaking up a little bit. So what, Blue is making the moves on Mary?
Blue is doing his best romance and spiel to Mary, and it seemed to be working. She was talking like crazy to
him. I'm sure.
Uh-oh, there he goes. He's going to the bathroom.
What?
Blue is going to the bathroom.
Where? Where's he going?
He's headed to the bathroom.
Well, there you go. The first homeless guy that is going to use the bathroom. All right.
Immediately, Rock and Roll Tommy's running around with a Lysol can spraying
it. You know what it's going to smell like when he opens that door back up? homeless dumpster food dump is pretty much where the fumes that are going to come out of that bathroom.
Rick, what else is going on the bus? They're just kind of hanging out and waiting?
Rick's looks like Ziggy's taking another nap.
Ziggy's napping.
They love napping, the homeless.
Napping.
Okay.
Yeah, he's definitely out cold. Looks like Sperm is just chilling with Snoop.
All right. And making friends. That's nice. So they're more relaxed and they're realizing they're not going to get arrested, right? Hey, Rick, your phone's crapping out.
Kind of crappy.
We'll try him in a minute or two. We're going to have a lot of that today because we got just cell phones everywhere.
Yeah.
Frank, you're next on the Opie and Anthony Show. What's up?
What's up, guys?
Hey.
Funny.
Cool.
I was just thinking, when this bus pulls up to the mall with all these guys passed out covered in excrement and urine, it's going to be like a boxcar rolling up to Auschwitz.
I cannot believe that there is a bathroom just a few seats away from anyone on that bus, yet two of them already have decided that they would rather sit in their own urine than get up and go to the bathroom. Or maybe they didn't realize they were going, which is even more disturbing. But two of the homeless have already wet themselves in the seats.
Well, when they pull up and the mall security's there, it's going to be like the Nazi thumb guy telling them to get the hell out of there.
Oh, well, we'll have to wait and see. It's going to get interesting from here on out.
All right, guys. Great show. Keep it up, man.
Thank you. Neil's got an observation. Let's go to Neil. Neil, what's up?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
All right.
Great stuff.
Thanks.
I was thinking that based on the coordinates of the bus that were last given, I think I just heard a collective sigh of relief from the New Jersey side of Manhattan.
Well, you don't know for sure. It might be a clever ruse.
Very nice. Yeah. Very nice.
But that's a funny observation.
There was a little clue that was given out as to where the bus, what direction it was heading in. Still wide open
as to where
they can be going. But
there's still a couple things you could do from that area, right?
Oh, hell yeah. Hell yeah.
All right, we got to get to Psycho Mark.
Take left, go right.
All right, thank you, Neil.
Yep.
Yeah, we might be doing the monologue thing, Anthony. Three rights make a left.
Three rights make a left.
Psycho Mark, what's up?
Ross and Norton are as far in front of us as we can possibly be, so we can die first if this thing crashes.
I just went back there.
Those two are not going to go to the back of the bus.
I just went back there. I know one of them. I know Butter Roll.
You know Butter Roll?
He hangs in front of the cellar every night. He's like an angry man when you don't give him money. And he's so mellow right now. Right? We're chatting and stuff. I think we're going to hang after the whole thing's done. But Butter Roll is kind of like a cool guy. He's like almost out of this. You know, half of them are like sleeping in a drunken stupor. Okay, it's unbelievable. And I went back there. I gave him cigarettes and stuff.
Yeah.
And I'm talking recovery with them, and they're just staring at me like I'm some alien.
Talking recovery with them.
Well, because one guy's sober like 3 months, right?
Yeah.
And I think between all of them, there's four teeth. Right? Yeah. So we don't have to worry about any of them biting us. It's really scary. Here.
You know it's bad when Voss is talking recovery to you.
Yeah.
We can go to an AA meeting and keep everybody busy for months here.
I knew the struggle.
In the world.
Hey, you guys, get Jim Norton to call us in. Call
in. Hold on.
No, have him use his phone.
You want to know what a disgrace this is?
Wow.
Are you there?
Yeah, go ahead, Jim.
The guy Blue went to the bathroom, and everybody's like, Blue's going to the bathroom, Blue's going to the bathroom. People on the bus are excited because a homeless man is dropping the Cosby kids off in the pool. I am not happy to be on this bus.
Oh, my God.
Listen to Voss hacking and coughing. If they don't have AIDS, he certainly does. I know you're trying.
Give some of them a run for their money.
Covering with him in the back, and he's as dry or drunk than anybody I've ever met. So it's going really well.
All right,
Norton. The time.
Just
Ben.
Thank you.
What's up,
guys? Hey, Ben.
So now it's demanding to stop at our liquor store.
Uh-oh.
Now, I saw a case of beer, at least one case, under the front, one of the front seats of the bus.
Yeah.
I'm just wondering if they've been allowed to take part in the beer yet. I know they want to go to a liquor store. That maybe...
We're trying.
I don't know, because Tippy Tom yesterday, and I know why they call him Tippy Tom now, he was on a 45-degree angle backwards, where he could not walk.
He was standing at the ceiling.
He had to push his shoulder blades forward, or the guy would have fallen right back on the back of his head. I can only imagine how many times he has done that on the streets.
We're trying not to give him too much beer before they get to the
mall. Not until it's got to be timed out. There's a formula here. You don't give him enough, they're not going to be themselves, let's say, in the mall. You give them too much, and we're going to have a problem. So it's a fine line. Some of them might be able to handle their booze. Right. Others, no.
Right.
Ziggy's going to need a couple of beers. He hasn't said a word. He's napping.
He's napping. He's going to be the star by the end of this, though.
Yes.
John, what's up?
Hey, gentlemen, how are you?
Good.
Great, great stuff, man. Real funny. I was thinking next year to outdo this,
yeah.
How about getting a bunch of progeria kids and taking them to FAO Schwartz for the holiday?
Oh, that'd be great.
Very not
good.
Bad, huh?
That's good. I'm going to jump around on the keyboard on the floor like in the movie Big. Yeah. Me and Tom Hanks. I'm going to play that little song. I'm so light that I can't even trigger the little sensors. So my part never comes through.
Hey, Uncle John, what's up?
And then my parents went to carry me out of FAO Schwartz once, and the security came running over because they thought they were carrying an E.T. doll out of the store, but it was me. You know, so I'm a regular kid. Yeah, I look a little weird.
Regular kid, you like to play baseball.
Yeah, I play baseball. Give me a glove and a bat. I'm happy.
Hey, Uncle John, what's up?
Hey, guys.
Hey.
I just want to give a heads up to these people that are calling in and saying this is wrong and it's not right and all that stuff.
Yeah.
You know, these guys are going to make out like bandits. I don't put... 2 years ago, people were buying them coats and clothes.
Yeah, now, that's another thing. We give them money so they can go and buy stuff at the mall. But the people, the listeners of this show that join them at the mall, they go all out. I remember Ziggy was like a favorite. They were buying him sneakers and a jacket, all of which he got pounded on, beat up on the street, so other homeless could steal it from him. But we're helping the homeless economy that way.
He was able to keep some of the stuff.
It puts newer goods and services into the community.
That's what I want to say to the malls. I'm telling you, a lot of our listeners are going to buy a lot of stuff today. A lot of stuff.
Don't you worry about it.
And you know, like the guy Snoop wants to come on the show. He's on the bus from the last homeless shopping spree. There's only two that were on the first one, Ziggy and this guy Snoop.
Yeah.
Snoop is off the street now.
Oh, I know.
He dresses better than you and I.
You go to Snoop's picture on the website there, either one. What is it? OpieandAnthony.com?
OpieandAnthony.com will work today, yeah.
Yeah, you go to that and plunk down Snoop.
That guy was homeless 2 years ago.
This guy was homeless. Look at his watch, his sweater, his jeans, his jacket. Clean as a whistle, this guy.
He took off his fancy shades that he was wearing.
He's got a job.
And
last year he was homeless, and he was on this homeless shopping spree. 2 years ago.
Yeah. We met him on the sidewalk. He goes, guys, I know this is all about fun and doing some cool radio, but I just want to tell you guys that because of the last time you did this, it set me straight, man.
So something went wrong with what we did?
What's
about to happen? Jesus Christ. I hate touching moments.
All right, Uncle John, thank you.
All right, guys, later.
You know what this is like, what I realized from 2 years ago with Ziggy getting beaten up and his clothing stolen that he bought at the mall? This is like our homeless economic stimulus package. You know? It's like we're giving the community some stuff that they can then beat up other people for and take. And it works its way down the line. It's the trickle-down theory that Reagan talked about so many years ago.
We're helping. All right, we'll check in with Rick real fast, then we have to take a break. Rick, what's up?
Hey, no, it's Keith. Hold on. Snoop wants to talk to you guys real quick. He was
Snoop.
Listening.
Here's Snoop.
Hey, come on here.
Yeah, you're on here. Hey, how you doing, gentlemen?
What's up, Snoop?
I just got a comment to some of the negative callers that's been calling in. You know, people fail to realize that anybody needs help, even the president. You know what I'm saying? And before... I came to the show, I was doing bad, just like Ziggy and some of the other people peeing on themselves in the streets.
Yeah.
You know, it's a shame that people don't care, they forget where they come from, and that everybody needs help. If it wasn't for 102.7, I'd still be in the streets today.
Alright,
so
at that.
All these negative people would come about these negative things.
Alright, break it up. Right in the middle of his compassionate speech here, Anthony, but basically he's saying... Because of this station and us, he would, you know, if it wasn't for us, he'd still be on the street.
Even though I'm still homeless, I don't have a job, I'm in a job training program, you know, I still need help.
Right.
You know, everybody does, you know, and you know, that's the main focus in this man-made society. People forget everybody needs help.
All right.
And, you know, it's a shame. It really is a shame.
Cool, Snoop. You know? Well, have fun today, all right?
I will, sir. Thank you.
All right.
And thank you for all the caring people out there, because... No, everybody needs help once again.
There you go.
There it is.
Thank you.
That will be the only serious moment of the show today, Anthony.
Opie, enough of those speeches. Get back to the people that are crapping themselves, please.
All right. I'm assuming they're out of Manhattan at this point.
Oh, you would think?
I'm thinking.
Manhattan safe?
I think Manhattan is safe.
I would think so, too.
You could rule out Manhattan.
Yeah, well, I think that was obvious.
At this point, we can tell people we did want to go down, like, Fifth Avenue in Madison.
Yeah, but why don't we take a bus down there? There's trouble.
Well, I think the cops have had enough problems to deal with, so we want to just leave them alone.
Ah.
This time around.
That could be a hint right there, too, my friend.
Why?
I don't know. Want to leave the cops alone. What, NYPD?
Yeah, well, it's not Manhattan.
Well, that's NYPD's in five boroughs, my friend.
I'm just saying it's not Manhattan.
Okay.
All right. Do you know where we're going?
I know where we're going.
Oh. When are you going to tell me?
I'm just saying, you know, NYPD is Manhattan, but it's also Queens. It's
true.
Brooklyn.
True.
It's
you're
Staten
right.
Island.
You're right.
Okay. Well, let's take a break, and we'll continue with the Opie and Anthony Show. This is the Homeless Shopping
Yes.
Show. Anthony, New Jersey Cure.
Listen up, Jersey drivers. A lot of the insurance companies, they have the low premiums. Then you have that first accident and they nail you. Here's a cure for what ails your insurance problems. New Jersey Cure Auto Insurance. If you have only one accident on your record in the last 3 years, you don't pay through the roof.
No.
New Jersey Cure, direct writer like Geico is, but only for Jersey drivers. So they eliminate the high cost commissions and middlemen for agents and middlemen and whatnot. They've been insuring thousands of responsible Jersey drivers for over a decade, keeping their claims as low as possible. New Jersey Cure forgives drivers the first 2 moving violation points on their policy. So if you have 4 points on your policy, on your license, they rate you like you had 2. Also, NJ Cure, the auto insurer, committed to and staying with Jersey drivers. Take 5 minutes tonight. It's quick. Fill out a quote request online at njcure.com. You're going to get an emailed quote. Emailed back to you. Detailed quote. Excuse me, Opie. I'm all caught up in the moment. NJCure.com or call them up 1-800-535-CURE, 1-800-535-CURE.
Opie and Anthony, 1027-WNEW.
And we're back with the Opie and Anthony Show. It's Homeless Shopping Spree 2, Ant.
Yes.
The bus is loaded with 10 very smelly homeless people.
Yep.
And they're on their way to the mall, Anthony.
What mall?
We'll let you know 15 minutes before we get there. Rich Voss on the bus. What's up?
Where is Voss? There he is.
Hey, Voss. I think your caller should take stock out in FUBU and Timberland for when we get to the mall. Because there's going to be a lot of purchasing, you know what I'm saying?
I think a lot of FUBU
and Timberland. I think the stock's going to go up once we get to the mall. Get there without puking.
What else is going on? Are you guys stuck in traffic or anything? Or is it
we're stuck in traffic. People are driving by holding their nose.
Oh, really?
We're stuck in traffic, but they're pretty mellow. All the guys are pretty mellow.
Yeah, this is the calm before the storm.
Yeah, they have settled down finally, Anthony.
I'm giving them cigarettes and stuff, you know. It's kind of like prison. I'm buying them, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
I give them cigarettes and then they owe me.
Treats.
It's going pretty good right now. It's pretty mellow.
Yeah?
No one's peeing themselves or screaming or yelling or anything.
No fighting. Now, I noticed, Rich, that there's a lot of seats on that bus. More seats. A hell of a lot more seats than there are people. Are some of the homeless buddying up and sitting next to each other, even though there's plenty of seats for everyone?
No, I think they're all kind of alone. I think they compete because, you know, it's like when they're bumming money, they want to be next to each other.
Right, it kind of ruins it.
Yeah, so I think they're kind of like competing on the bus. They all want their own space and stuff.
I think Tippy Tom and Rock and Roll Tommy, I kind of think of them as a team now. You know?
They hate each other.
They're sitting close. See, the funny thing is, they're all taking their own seats, but everybody else, we're all in one seat so we can keep away from them.
I think.
You know, we're all squeezed up front right now.
I see Kevin's them like a out. Comedy team.
Kevin's
know?
Falling asleep right here. Look at this. He's dreaming. You can see like a big burger over his head. Anyway, here's Norton.
All right. Here's Jim Norton.
Oh. Hello, fellas.
Hey, Norton. What's
How you
up?
Doing?
Defeated.
Why?
Just because we're in bumper-to-bumper traffic. We're not moving. I have to take a dump. I can't do it here.
Why can't you just go into that bathroom and crunch?
I certainly will not do that. I'd rather do it in my pants like the one dude does when he gets arrested. I'm not going in that bathroom. I have to pee. I can't do it either. I'm just waiting until we get to the mall.
I can't tell you how many people are writing in, Norton, saying you're going to start smoking any moment now.
I will not. Mary's in the back drinking out of their mules to keep them quiet. It's horrific.
Oh, That's awful. Typhoid Mary, yeah.
We're giving her, like, alcohol rubs, and she's putting them on her tongue and gums.
Oh, God.
Oh, you're so, yeah. Well,
just
well,
roll it back and watch pieces of beef jerky fall off.
That's just awful. I'm just really hoping, look, whatever you guys announce them all, I'm just hoping some 17-year-old will give me treats for tolerating this odor.
Well, you never know.
Yeah, you do know, and it won't happen. All right. Here's Ben.
All right. Ben. No, no.
Hung up. I guess there is no Ben. Let's go to Rick.
Hey, Rick, what's up?
Hey, guys. We're just about ready to sing a little Christmas carol.
Oh, good. I love this part.
But I noticed that Rock and Roll Tommy in the back, he looks like he's about to light himself on fire. He's got a lit cigarette and an aerosol can, and he keeps turning it on right in front of his face.
Well, why don't we...
Here he goes again.
No, no, don't burn up
Tommy,
anybody.
Tommy, don't do that, dude.
Why don't we take the aerosol can away from Rock
and Roll?
Can we get the aerosol can away from him before he explodes?
Doesn't seem like that would be a good idea.
No.
Stop it.
Hey, Rick, how's the traffic? How's the traffic?
The traffic is slow.
Slow?
Slow, but we're moving in the right direction. Have you guys announced where we're going yet?
Hell no. You got to tell us when you're about 15 minutes away.
All right, no problem. We should be there in about five, maybe 7 minutes. Since we get through this little traffic jam, we'll be fine.
Although this is for Rusty, who checked in on instant feedback.
Ouch.
Oh. Are you answering an instant feedback?
Well, he asked me a question, and the answer is...
Ouch.
Okay.
All right,
guys. I think we're ready to sing.
All right, let's hear it.
Oh, great.
All right, everybody, we're doing Deck the Halls. Page four, you ready?
Page four.
And the one, and the two, and a Deck the Halls with Tommy. La 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 la. It's the season to be jolly. La 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 la. Tommy
Oh my God, the only thing that can make that better is screeching tires and some explosion.
I'll be homeless for Christmas.
All right, Rick, hold on a second. I got to go to Ben real fast.
No problem.
He's with Blue. Ben.
Hey, guys.
What's up?
I'm here with Blue, and, you know, we needed extra people to come on board today, so we brought Maddie, who works at the station, and Blue has been planted next to him the whole time,
yeah.
And all he's doing now is scratching himself and itching himself all over the place every 2 seconds.
I just got the heebie-jeebies from that. The guy, he's got bugs. Opie, you said you left here last night itching.
Yeah, I was itching all the way home, and when I got home last night. Oh.
Ben.
Yeah.
What else is going on the bus?
It's just everyone got into the singing. I saw Ziggy pipe up, and they all got involved in that caroling.
I think Ziggy should do a solo number because he does have that great voice.
Yeah.
Maybe,
can we
maybe,
get a solo from Ziggy, Ben?
What's that?
Can we get a solo from Ziggy, possibly?
Yeah, Rick's right by, Rick's with Ziggy right now, actually.
All
right,
let's go to
hold
Rick,
on,
then.
Let me go back to
and
Rick.
We'll ask Rick. Hey, Rick.
Rick.
I know you were singing Deck the Hall. Do you want to sing one by yourself? The guys want to hear you. You don't want to sing by yourself? I know we're on top of the world. I understand. Yeah, he's afraid because we're up on a bridge and it looks very high.
Another clue for you.
We are far away from the city at this point.
A little hint. Hey, Rick.
Yeah.
Can we maybe even talk to Ziggy for a second?
I'm trying to get him to take the phone. Ziggy, you want to take the phone and talk to the guys? Right here. Yeah, I'll hold it for you.
He'll
hold it for you. There you go.
Right.
There you go. Just talk to him when you're here.
Hello, how are you?
Hey, Ziggy, how you doing?
Oh, you couldn't answer on the telephone.
What?
Who am I talking to?
This is Opie and Anthony, Ziggy. How are you?
Anthony?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. We're just about making a landing now.
You're making a landing?
We were all the way on top of the world over here. And there's a...
Well, you got to... It doesn't get on a bridge.
I'll give it to Keith, but I don't...
No, Ziggy, Ziggy. Yeah. Ziggy, are you listening?
I think he's done talking to you.
God damn it.
He's homeless.
Keith, does he really think he's in a plane?
Yeah, he might.
Because he hasn't been on a bridge in a vehicle probably ever. And he thought he was on an airplane because we're going to be landing soon. All right, well, sure.
He thought they were flying.
God damn, is that twisted. I would have loved to have gotten a little solo song out of Ziggy with his great rendition of Silent Night 2 years ago.
I'll see how we can make that. I'll try and make that happen.
And everyone behaving there, Keith?
Yeah, everyone is settled in and behaving, yeah.
Yeah, I just can't wait until they all got to get off that bus and get into that mall.
It's
going to be great.
I'm looking forward to it.
I'm sure you are. All right, Keith.
All right, talk to you a bit.
Thank you. There goes Keith. A couple instant feedbacks coming in, Anthony.
Yeah.
Dan from the city, I look at Snoop's picture and I put my wallet in my front pocket, and I'm in my living room. People checking out the pictures on opieandanthony.com. Most of the pictures will be up way later tonight or tomorrow, by the way. But we have we have just some face shots of the guys that are joining us today. Sarah from D.C., what makes you guys any better than the talk shows you put down on exploiting the less fortunate?
Why?
What makes us different, I wouldn't say better, is the fact that we're not making believe we're doing something good here.
Absolutely not. You know, they go on those shows and the host of the shows are like, hey, we're helping. This is, please, we just think it's hysterically funny to get a bunch of homeless guys and take them to a mall.
And if something worthwhile comes out of this, great.
Fine.
If not, oh well. Rick, what's going on?
Hey, guys, I'm sitting right here with Tippy Tom.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
And though his eyes are closed and he looks asleep, he's scratching himself incessantly, and he's cuddled up with a chicken sandwich that he got from Hard Rock Cafe.
Oh, that's how they keep their food warm.
I'm serious. I took a couple pictures. We'll have them up on the website later.
Hey, Rick.
Yeah?
Put the phone by his mouth and then knock him on the head a couple of times.
All right, hold on.
Don't touch his hair. I'm hearing it could be contagious. I swear to God. Listen to it.
I know you. Go.
No, no.
Rick, what happened? He's all pissed off.
He's all pissed off because I woke him up.
Wait a
minute. He's all pissed. Listen to him.
All right. Go. Go. Yo, blow. Chill out. Have a seat, Blue. What can you say?
Let him turn it up. Yeah, don't turn it up, Anthony.
Come on. Don't underestimate the power.
Oh, he's ripping off the arm. He's right. Ripping off.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's the fine. No.
Rick, what's going on?
Blue is standing up making a statement.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he said don't underestimate
the power of the big, big blue.
There you go.
The power of the big, big blue. I think he's taking your line. Don't underestimate the psycho factor in my head.
Well, that's Jay Moore's line now, Anthony.
All right, Rick, thank you.
All right, guys.
All right. Oh, God, how funny is it that Rick does what I said, knocks him on the head, and the guy just loses his mind.
Don't effing wake me up.
I don't know you.
Andy, what's up? Andy. Hey, man. All right, you only get one shot. We got to move around here. Ben, what's up?
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Well, last Friday's show did nothing to stop our crew from smoking cigarettes. The bus is filled with cigarette smoke at this point. And whatever happened, I was in the front of the bus, so I missed what happened with Tippy Tom, but he just threatened to kill me, and I was in the front of the bus.
Get the hell out of here!
Wait.
Tippy Tom's yelling, you woke up the wrong mother ever.
Hold on. We had a dump out again.
Holy Jesus, he's lost his mind.
Losing his S on the bus.
Remind him we're giving him money and he'll be shopping. And it'll be great. Ben?
Tom, we're going to give you money, you're going to go shopping, we're going to have a good time.
Time is...
What did he say?
What time is it?
What time is it? Like you got an appointment.
Yeah, you missed it. It's over.
He's wondering what time it is. Oh, no.
Wait a second. I was supposed to get 20 bucks. Yesterday,
you got $100. You worried about 20 bucks.
You got the 20. No, I got a bottle of liquor and got drunk.
Now he's arguing over money yesterday. It's very funny because he's sitting right in front of Ziggy.
Yeah.
And Ziggy, you know, is very well behaved here. right behind him, and Tom is just going nuts, screaming, yelling at anyone that walks by. Now he's yelling at Steve and Keith.
Ben, who is the most freaked out on the bus?
Most freaked out? Well, Blue is really freaked out.
As far as our staff goes.
Jim Norton is definitely freaked out. Probably Jim Norton, I would say.
Yeah.
Without a doubt. And Mary, because Mary keeps getting hit on like crazy by Blue. They were sharing cigarettes. They were having cigarettes together. Well, not sharing them, but they open up a pack and they're talking. And Blue just keeps looking at her with a big smile. He's sitting, Mary's sitting on one side, but Blue's sitting, you know, in the next chair over from the aisle.
So
he has not moved since his whole episode earlier, so he likes Mary.
You know how many batches he's going to slam out with her in his head? Oh, God. Bunch of homeless batter.
Now Rock and Roll Tommy's screaming back here. What's up, Tommy?
Going into alcoholic seizure.
Yeah, Tommy's complaining about, he wants booze, but he's rocking out. He was showing me earlier his Cheap Trick CD and how he looks like Robin Zander.
Looks like Robin Zander if they were in a plane crash.
What is he talking about, an alcoholic seizure?
He's going into an alcoholic seizure.
What's the alcoholic seizure about, Tommy?
I'm going below 0.8.
he needs some booze.
I'm going below 0.8.
You know what? He's not bad. You could probably give him a beer.
God, do we have the breathalyzer on the bus? That would have been a good thing.
Give just one guy the beer. Just give Rock and Roll Tommy the beer, and don't give the other one.
Yeah, just give one to Tommy. I want to see how this goes.
It's like throwing a steak to one tiger.
Right. Ben.
Yeah.
Give him a beer. Just him, though.
Just give him a beer.
Yeah.
All right. Hang on.
This is great. It's like we're able to play with human beings.
I like seeing what happens. Like a test subject.
All right,
I'm waiting.
I know.
He's getting the beer.
Yeah, I know where the beer is.
Yeah, again, it's about. See, I'm way in the back.
Yeah, no, yeah,
that's front. Way in the front. I'm still back here with Rock and Roll.
I'm head of the class.
What is that?
He's in the head of the class. He just told me.
I go to the head of the class.
He's going to the head of the class, Anthony.
Okay, Mark is here. Hang on, let me turn it over to Mark.
Gerard's checking in.
Oh. Right. What do you want me to do? Want me to tantalize him? Oh, keep going.
What happened?
Hey, hold on a second. Keith's telling me really not to do this. It's a bad idea. See, if we start giving him booze, the rest of them are going to go bananas.
That's what I want.
That's what we want.
I want just him to get a beer and none of the other guys. We're just
going to say, Keith is looking at me right now saying, absolutely not.
Well, get Keith on the phone. Get Keith on the phone.
Dude, this is like The Sims.
There has to be a certain sense of control.
Keith, we just want to give one beer to Rock
and Roll. Just give him one beer.
Let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
Don't you think that the theory applies that if one gets, everybody's going to want
that's what we want to hear.
Were we not all in the studio together yesterday?
But just give him one beer.
Yeah, I know how it is. Yeah. You know what? You guys are like the dealers that I like. Just one, man. It's all right. Just have one. And next thing you know, we're going to hold off for a little while longer.
I guess they didn't like our idea.
Damn it. Okay. Let's just put it this way, Keith. When you finally start handing out the beer, right?
Right.
You got to give one beer to Rock and Roll Tommy first so we can get the reaction, and then you can hand it out.
Oh, great. Inciting a riot.
I want to hear all of them freak out.
Sure. That's not because you're there.
Right.
And I'm here keeping control.
Exactly. Won't that be great?
Hold on a second, man. I got to go to a couple people.
Gerard, real quick, from Boston, says Ziggy thinking he's flying is one of the funniest things I've ever heard. Ziggy and the bus going over the bridge. He looked down, saw like the water, and just thought he was on a plane.
Like, we're on top of the world.
We're landing now.
Adam, what's up?
Landing.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, man.
All right.
Hey, when Ziggy was complaining and thinking that he was on the plane, the latest thing, I'm telling you, if you play it back, he sounds just like Ozzy. and if Norton gets a little bit too distraught, just have Ziggy talk to him, and he can close his eyes and pretend he's Ozzy.
Crinkle, crinkle.
Crinkle, crinkle. All right, Adam, thank you.
Yeah.
All right, well.
Poor Mary. Mary's like the only girl on this bus, and they're hitting on her. She got spit on yesterday. As Tippy Tom was yapping about something, a big piece of spit flew out of his mouth and hit Mary on the arm. I think she'd have rather been struck by hot lead. than that guy's spit because she freaked out. I think you could see scratches where she scrubbed herself with Brillo. Lena from Boston. Holy yes, guys. I want you to have these guys take pictures on Santa's lap. Oh, we'll definitely do that. We did that last time. It's a wonderful photo op for the guys. And you can imagine these guys trying stuff on and then putting it back on the rack.
I know.
Who is going to end up wearing things they have tried on? Ernie from Jersey said, this is great. We get to play with human beings. I think Dr. Mengele said that, too. No, it's like a little test subject. Little test environment that goes along with basic primal human nature. Jay, what's going on?
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey.
Hey, you know what you guys should do? You know how you're saying you're going to get close to these guys?
Yeah.
You guys should take them to the bed and bath store and have them get all cleaned up and give them the smelly soaps and stuff like that.
Well, they're going to go wherever they want.
Yeah.
Maybe they'll
have. You guys
should
make them go there because, I mean, sounds like your little friends over there saying that that place smells like a dumpster or something like that. You should squirt the perfume on them and see what they do.
Well, there'll be plenty of people probably going to the cologne counters and whatnot.
There you have it.
Sure. All right, Ant. Why don't we take a break? Because I have a feeling when we come back from break,
yeah,
we'll be able to announce them all.
Oh, do you think so?
I have a feeling, yeah.
We'll get them on the phone. We'll see if they think they're close enough.
Okay.
And then maybe we'll have an announcement.
All right. It's the Homeless Shopping Spree 2
on the Opie and Anthony Show.
Sam Adams.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. We love the Sam Adams. Unfortunately, I have one gripe about Sam Adams. There's not enough of it here.
Well, we're too generous, Anthony.
We are. We're going to have to start getting some...
They give us like 10 cases at a time, and then we invite all these people down to the station for the show, and they go right through our beer supply.
You know, why should we be giving away a true American classic like Sam Adams? Let's get some crappy beer, and we'll give that to the people and the homeless and whatnot that come into the studio and hoard the Sam Adams for ourselves. Mm-mm. Holiday time is here, of course. Trade up. Trade up to Sam Adams for your holiday celebration. It's America's number one better beer. What does that mean, Jim? Did you write that one in a drunken stupor? We love that guy, Jim Cook. And you're going to love Sam Adams. We drink it. Let me take a look.
Oh, you're drinking Sam Adams right now, Anthony. Is that the winter ale?
That is the winter lager. One of their seasonal beers.
Winter
great.
Lager.
Check it out. Sam Adams.
Yes, here, check it out. The Homeless Shopping Spree 2 on the Opie and Anthony Show.
Yeah.
Quickly, if you're not in the New York area and you're trying to get a hold of us today, 866-277-4WOW.
Opie, I'm on the website of the mall that will be hosting the Homeless Shopping Spree.
Is it hosting if they don't know we're coming?
No, but I don't know another word for it. What a great bunch of stores that I'm looking at. The health and beauty section alone. Could you picture some of these guys maybe going to a Bath and Body Works, picking up something there? Or maybe there's a nail place in there. Maybe one of them could get a manicure or something.
Or a pedicure.
Ugh. Perfume places. Cosmetic. Maybe Tippy Tom could go in and ask, what could I do to help my look? Maybe there's some cosmetics he can purchase. Then there's men's and women's fashions. Plenty of the stores everyone's familiar with from the malls. Banana Republic, Ed Bauer.
Anthony, I got to break in.
Yeah.
Because we are ready to announce the mall we're going to.
Oh!
For the Homeless Shopping Spree 2. Rick is on the bus. Rick!
Yo, guys.
First of all, what's going on the bus?
Actually, things have quieted down. It seems like everyone except for Blue is taking a nap.
The only time they stir up is when we're on the phone and we F with them.
Yeah.
And as long as we don't let Keith know about it, it's okay. Should have just got him a beer.
Can we start handing out the beer? Because it seems like you guys are close now.
Let me ask Keith. Where's Keith? Hey, Keith, can we start handing out the beers now? He's giving me no, not just yet.
What?
Not just yet.
Not just yet.
Uh-oh, they all just won't come.
I knew that was going to happen.
I want to give one of them a beer.
I know we could get a great reaction if we give Rock and Roll Tommy a beer.
Just no give
else.
Rock and Roll Tommy a beer.
Rock and Roll Tommy, come up front.
Oh, here we go.
That's it.
Come up, Tommy.
Give him a goddamn beer.
All right, Rick taking charge. I like this. Steve's on the bus from FoundYourMusic.com getting some video, Anthony.
Oh, yeah.
The video and the pictures that we're going to have from today is going to be unbelievable. Wow, what, Rick?
Come on.
Wait a minute. Blue, chill, Blue.
What did Blue do?
Blue just attacked me like George. Blue, chill out, man.
They're like wild animals. You never know when they're just going to lunge at you. That's hysterical. He's just talking to them. Whoa! Are we going to put the kid leashes on all the homeless guys? That would be funny if they had leashes.
Keith right now is saying a rosary thing. Please don't do this.
Hey, Rick, I got to ask you. I'm looking at the Opie and Anthony homeless shopping spree supporters. They don't want to be called sponsors. They're all supporters today. And one of them is Privilege Nightclub. And it says for providing the girls.
What girls?
What girls, Rick?
The girls that never showed up on time.
I don't blame them.
Jeez, yeah, of course. What girls are going to want to go on a homeless bus?
We were going to put some strippers on the bus for the homeless shopping spree.
I think they got wind of the idea and just decided just to show up.
Of course. That's a ridiculous idea.
All right, so we're not going to hand out the beer, Rick. Rick,
Hold on. I'll go to someone else as his phone clears up. Let's go to Ben.
Ben, what's up?
What's up, guys?
Hey.
We just nearly incited a riot when Rick yelled beer. They all popped up. Blue dove towards Rick like I've never seen before. One funny note with Blue that Big Kev just alerted me of. Keith, like, touched Mary on the shoulder or something, and Blue got up and got all pissed. So, like, Blue thinks that Mary is all his.
Oh, no. A little jealous rage thrown in. Oh, this is great. Anyone following the bus at this point, Ben?
There was a bunch of cars with WOW stickers and stuff at some point. It's hard to tell. I'm right at the front of the bus now, but we did have 6 to 10 when we started, and I'm sure it's grown by now.
All right. I got to go back to Rick for a sec. Hold on, all right? Let me go back to Rick. Rick.
All right. So what do you guys want me to do with this beer? Keith is saying no.
Well, you know, I hate to go against Keith, but it's one beer for one guy. What could it hurt?
How close are we to the mall?
We're, let's just say we're past the point of no return. Past exit 30.
Past exit 30.
Yep.
Okay. And what's your ETA?
Say about 15 minutes.
All right. See, no, they need a beer.
They need a beer, and we need to announce them all, I think, Rick.
Yeah, I think so, too.
Rick, just give Rock and Roll Tommy one beer.
All right. Hold on.
I'm adamant about this. I want this to happen.
They want Rock and Roll Tommy to have a beer.
You're going to have to give it to one.
You give it to one. You have to give it to all of them.
Did you hear that from Keith?
Yeah, I heard, but no. give him one beer.
Rick, this is what we want. We understand what's going to happen. We want you to give Rock and Roll Tommy a beer, then we're going to get a crazy reaction, and then we'll hand out the beers.
Right.
All right, so let me get this straight. You want me to give Rock and Roll Tommy a beer, incite a riot on the bus with a bunch of homeless people while you guys are safe in the studio.
Right.
Yeah, that sounds like a plan.
Exactly.
Sure. All right, hold on. This is Keith. While I'm standing here with Rick, let me just say a couple words to you. Three of them, as a matter of fact. Oh, wait a minute. No. This is legal, right? Four words.
Remember
those four words, Rick? Remember where the two guys on the phone were sitting with those four words?
Come on. It was pure logistics.
Yeah. As a consultant to the show, I'm going to say we're going to hold off on the beer a little bit longer. Only because I happen to know the 10 people that we have in the back of this bus.
I know, but all we're saying is just give Rock and Roll Tommy one beer, and then when they all want to have one, then we'll give them the rest.
Oh, good. Before we get there, great idea.
How much damage could one beer each do?
Trust me.
That's why we want to do it.
I know.
Trust me. Let's hold off on him for a little bit longer.
But you're almost there.
I understand that, and that's the beauty of it. We're almost there.
All right, put Rick back on the phone. There's no talking to you for some reason. I don't understand Keith being the responsible one time.
I know.
Psycho Mark, what's up?
What's going on? I'm sitting back here with Tommy right now. He looks like a pit bull waiting to bite somebody. That's a pretty good have to take this bus over. He's going to hijack the bus, he said.
Fire me.
He wants to take the bus over. He's growling.
Right. Oh, my God. All right, let me go to Ben. Ben, what's up?
What's up, guys?
Hey.
I'm midway between the bus, right by the lovely couple, Blue and Mary.
Yeah.
You have a love connection.
They're blue and out.
Big Blue is in the house. He's with his lady.
Okay. Big Blue seems to be liking Mary. Hey, hey, Ben.
Yeah.
Walk up to Mary and just kind of put your hand in her hair and kind of like tussle with her hair a little bit. Hello, Ben?
Right.
Uh-oh, did Blue kill him?
Or was that what happened?
Zombo, what's up?
Yo, what's up, fellas?
Hey.
Hey, you got to get Psycho Moth to, like, wake up Ziggy and say, holy cow, man, I can't believe we're in Florida already. I bet there's warmer out there than it is in here.
Very nice. All right.
Later.
Let's go back to Rick. Rick. Rick.
Yo.
You're on the air, Rick. It's Opie and Anthony. How are you?
All right.
All right, Rick, why don't you announce the mall?
All right, for those who would like to join the Opie and Anthony Homeless Shopping Spree 2, we are going to Long Island's own Roosevelt Field Mall.
Yes, right in Garden City, Long Island.
There you go. Garden City, the home of Susan Lucci and many other people.
Yes. Let me tell you
nice
something.
Mall.
The Roosevelt Field Mall, they redid it a little while back, and it is
beautiful.
Huge, beautiful mall full of stores.
With stores such as Gucci, Neiman Marcus, Nordstrom, Bloomingdale's.
Yes.
Nice stores to pick from.
Oh, of course.
All right, and Rick, when will you be at the mall?
We're going to be getting off the expressway any minute.
Oh, they're close, Ant. They're close.
Why
they're
very can't close. They very have close. Beer?
Ben's with Ziggy. Let's talk to Ben and Ziggy. Let's Ben, what's up?
Hey, guys, what's going on? Hey. Ziggy looks a little puzzled. I just sat with him here, and he pulled his bag, his big Bed Bath & Beyond bag away from me, taking his territory. And Ziggy, how you doing?
What the hell was that?
Pretty long trip, man. Whatever he said.
What the hell was that?
What's that?
I don't know what he even said.
I don't know. He looks puzzled. God, it just smells like pee.
Ask him if he's excited about the shopping that he's about to do.
Ziggy, you excited about the shopping you're gonna do?
I didn't see it yet. I was never there before.
Ben, ask him if he has any clue where he is.
Ziggy, do you have any clue where you are?
I don't have much of a place.
Oh, wow, all right.
He knows where he is.
A little more coherent than we thought, isn't it?
Yeah.
All right, he knows he's on Long Island somewhere. Ask Ziggy if he needs a beer, Ben.
Zig, you want a beer?
I don't know if everybody else will have one.
Listen to him. I'm telling you, he's a man.
I don't think there'd be a problem. I want to talk to Rock and Roll Tommy.
Okay, here he is. Rock and Roll Tommy.
Yes. Can I have my beer now, please?
Rock and Roll Tommy.
Can I have my beer now, please?
Tommy, you want a beer, don't you?
Can I have my beer now, please?
He wants his beer. I want to give you a beer. They're telling me no.
Look, Keith is he on duty?
Keith's on duty.
He's on duty.
Yeah, sort of. They're stirring now. Hold on a minute, bro. Rock and Roll Tommy really needs a beer, Anthony.
I don't understand why.
Rick.
Yo.
All right. How close to the mall? Because I want to time out this break here.
We've got about one more mile, then we're going to get off the expressway.
Yeah.
And Keith is still frowning very, very disapprovingly at the idea of giving the beer. I'm working on Keith. I'm not getting anywhere, though.
One beer each is not going to cause them to go crazy.
Keith, one beer each. They'll finish it by the time we get there. Everybody will be in a festive holiday mood. What do you think?
One beer. One.
There you have
Let
it.
Let the homeless drink.
Security.
Let the homeless drink. Let the homeless drink. Let the homeless drink. Let the homeless drink!
All right, here we go.
Blue!
Merry Christmas, Blue! Here's a beer!
Oh, listen. Yeah. Listen to how they love the beer.
Hello?
Hey!
Blue! Merry Christmas!
Merry Christmas!
Yeah, I'll be on my way!
You're digging the beer, huh?
You have a red carpet for Big Blue!
Hey, Blue, you liking Mary on the bus there? Hey, all right, well, give it to Rock and Roll Tommy.
I can't reach Rock and Roll Tommy right now.
Oh, no?
He's all the way back. Hey, guys, you're all going to get a beer now.
You guys still there?
Yeah.
All right, I'm with Rock and Roll Tommy. Tommy, you ready to grab your beer?
Yes, I'm ready.
There we go. Sure, a little holiday cheer.
Just one?
That's what it is. It's a festive thing.
Just one little beer.
Rock and roll Tommy. Rock and roll Tommy.
Nobody opens the beer and told me. Thank you.
God bless. All right, hold on. I'm going to go to Ben as they try to open up Rock and Roll Tommy's beer. Ben, what's up?
I'm right in front of Ziggy, and boy, does he look happy. Cracked that beer open about 2.2 seconds, and probably has drank almost half of it in two gulps.
I'm almost bad at drink.
A big smile on the Ziggy Smith face. And just, we've created pandemonium. They're now toasting to the homeless.
To the homeless!
It's just total pandemonium.
To the homeless! To the homeless!
Now they're chanting Keith.
Dude, they were sleeping a few minutes ago. You just add a little beer. Now they're all having fun.
Yeah, it's great. I mean, Ziggy just looks so happy. And so does the whole crew. Rock and Roll Tommy is looking like Beavis and Butthead right now with the beer in the thing in his head. He's going a little crazy in the back of the bus. So.
There you go. This is what we need for our radio show today. Right. A little excitement. Where's Norton?
Norton's right here. Here's Norton.
Norton is just... Thank God, because a blind guy checking in from D.C. saying, whose effing show is this? He goes, is it the Opie and Anthony show or the Keith the Cop show?
There you go.
Keith is ruining your show. All right, Norton, what's up? Norton.
Yeah.
What's going on, bro?
Well, I just took a leak in the bathroom, and I'm working my way back up, and all the homeless have beer now, which is always a bright idea, I think, because the alcohol hasn't really damaged them at all, so it's nice to feed them some on the way to a nice mall.
Yeah.
I just got to, I'm going to give you back the bench. I got to wipe that alcohol rub on my hand, because I was holding on to that handle so I didn't fall into the toilet.
Right.
I got to clean my hands. It's amazing. I bang hookers without bags, and it doesn't bother me.
Yeah.
Now that I touch this thing, I'm going to wash my hands.
Listen to how much fun. Doesn't it sound like more fun? Yeah, hell yeah.
So pandemonium.
All right. Hey, Ben.
Oh, jeez. Blue keeps touching me. He's very touchy-feely.
Hey, Ben.
Yeah.
Ask Rick how long before we get to the mall, because I want to take a quick break here.
Rick! I don't even see where Rick is. Hey, how long till we get to the mall? Wherever it is.
Ben, look.
Oh, dude, there's a huge van right now beside us with a huge, wow, white van. Guys going nuts out the window right beside us, going crazy here.
Nice.
Wow, all over this van. This is a wow van.
Nice.
How much time, Rick?
Less than
15 minutes away.
All right, Ben, then. No.
Oh, my God, This guy's going to sideswipe us. What a sicko. He's sharing. We got a huge caravan now.
All right, good. God, they'll all be there shopping along with the homeless today.
Dude, this guy isn't even paying attention to how he's driving. He's just got his hand out the window. He's on his cell phone giving us the thumbs up. He is not even paying attention to driving.
All right, man.
All right, guys.
All right, thank you, man.
All right, bye.
Bye. Well, it's heating up. Eddie, what's up?
Yo, listen, I'm coming down Stewart Avenue towards the mall. When I heard you announce it, I kind of anticipated.
Yeah.
2 minutes later, Nassau County cops flying by, lights and sirens, heading for the mall.
Oh, stop it.
I swear to God, it's a coincidence. Back to back.
All right, well, we'll see what happens. Thank you, Eddie.
All right.
All right, bye. And let's go to Vinny really fast. Vinny, what's up?
Hey. I'm doing deliveries. I'm stuck in gridlock traffic. I see the bus go by.
Yeah.
36 cars in unison just start honking and going nuts.
Nice.
Some girl gets out of a car and starts wowing the bus.
Yeah, isn't that great?
Cool.
That's
man. Amazing.
All right, thank you, Vinny, for the report.
See you later.
We ought to take a break because we are definitely going to want to be live when they pull into the Roosevelt Field Mall on Long Island. We'll be there in less than 10 minutes. Right after these. Anthony, the Sharper Image. The Sharper Image's top-selling product is the Ionic Breeze Silent Air Purifier. Nothing like it on the market. Circulates air with patented electric propulsion. No fan, no noise. Effectively traps dust, pollen, and other irritants to easy-to-clean stainless steel collection blades. So you save a bunch of money. You don't have to replace filters. And it's great if you're in New York, I'll tell you that. A lot of dust, a lot of debris, especially if you're downtown. You could probably use one of these in your apartment. This month, when you buy one Ionic Breeze Silent Air Purifier at regular price. You get a second one half off. Save 50% on your second Ionic Breeze. See it for yourself at one of their 15 stores in the New York area or shop online, sharperimage.com. It's one word, sharperimage.com. Or you can call them up, 1-800-344-4444. Satisfaction is guaranteed. It's the Ionic Breeze Silent Air Purifier only from the Sharper Image.
Opie and Anthony, 1027. WNEW.
You're checking out the Homeless Shopping Spree 2 on the Opie and Anthony program. Where are we at right now, Anthony?
Oh, my God. The bus moments away from its destination, Roosevelt Field Mall. And last we heard, the guys were enjoying just a little holiday cheer, one beer each. And they're all psyched and ready to do some Christmas shopping.
A couple of feedbacks. Walt Whitman Mall checking in, Anthony.
Yeah.
Thank you for leaving me alone. And see you next Tuesday from the city. Giving out beer to these homeless guys is like dropping humanitarian aid packages on Afghanistan. What a patriotic moment for this show.
And Jay checking in from New York City. He says, 99 bottles of beer on the wall, 99 bottles of beer. Take one down, pass it around. 17 cases of HIV on the bus.
Corey, what's going on?
How you doing, gentlemen?
All right.
I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but my connections at Roosevelt Field tell me there are cops and security guarding every exit.
Well, what can they possibly do? There's people that want to go shopping.
Just going shopping.
Yes, there are. I'm just, you know, I just figured I'd lay you in.
Well, a lot of our listeners are heading down to the mall now. I hope they can start a chant, let the homeless shop. Let the homeless shop. Let the homeless shop. Let the homeless shop. All right, thank you.
You are very welcome. Later, precious.
All right, the phones are exploding, Anthony. John, what's going on? Hey, John.
Hey, guys. I'm on Old Country, man, and they are racing, man. They are racing down to the mall.
Come on.
I'm dead serious, bro. It's all over. You know, they're going down. They're Nassau cops. They got nothing else to do, guys.
There is no law that says that some people cannot take a little shopping trip.
Think about what you're talking about. You're talking about Long Island.
I don't
little
care.
Stuck up little people who drive stuck around in mommy and daddy's Benz. Oh, precious, you're spoiled too.
Oh, yeah. Of course.
No, but yeah, no, they're all there, man. They're racing down there. It's going to be brutal.
All right, thank you. Nothing. Let me go to Jimmy. Mall security at the mall, Anthony.
Oh, really?
Jimmy! Are you at Roosevelt Field Mall?
Yeah.
What's up, Jimmy? Jimmy?
Hello.
Yeah, what's up?
Yeah, they just called me back into work. I'm a security guard at Roosevelt Mall. They're going to clamp down on you guys.
Like how?
They're not going to let you guys go in.
What is going to be their...
They're going to lunch the extras for the buses, and they're going to have the cops check the bus on you guys and everything.
What's going to be the reason?
I have no idea. I have no idea. They just called us all back.
Did they call them?
They told me to get back and guard the gate.
Is it true? Is it true they called a red alert, Jimmy?
Yes.
Red alert.
It says
a red alert down here. What does a red alert entail?
It's like high security. They just don't want. They think you guys are going to go crazy in the mall.
Jimmy, is there something higher than a red alert?
I have no idea. Just the first time I heard of it.
I mean, people with guns should be a red alert in a mall. A terrorist invasion is a red alert.
I got a pencil neck dick running around screaming and yelling at us not to let you guys in at all.
Haven't people been listening to the show? We're going to behave ourselves today.
I hope so. I think it's great, man. I'm even going to give some bucks to the homeless.
All right. Thank you, Jimmy. Let's go to Kevin. The bus is checking in. We'll get to him in a second here. Kevin, what's up?
Hey, what's up, Bone?
Hey.
I'm at the mall right now.
Yeah.
There are mounted cops on horses.
Stop it.
There's helicopters.
There's
I swear to God.
Yeah, get out of here.
There's no way. There's a helicopter.
There's no way there's a helicopter. And police on horses.
Helicopter. Where's, look, let's get to the bottom.
All right, let's go right to Ben. Let's check it into here. Ben, what's up? Ben.
All right,
we're jamming off frequencies, Opie.
Well, let's go to Rick. Rick, what's up?
Hey, guys, what's happening? We're about a mile away.
Do you see any cops, Rick?
I see no police. Okay. I see no helicopters. I don't know what this guy's talking about.
I think they're just making us freak out a little.
Everyone likes doing that, because anytime we do something, people always talk about all the cops that are there and showing up. And the only time it was true was when everyone got arrested.
This is kind of like that Apollo mission when it had to go around the sun.
Oh, the moon.
The moon
whip around.
And we lost
loss of signal.
Lost the signal and communications with the Apollo.
Right.
And now we're just holding our breath, hoping that we could get into the into the mall here.
Yeah.
So, Rick, what's going on the bus?
Right now, we're just pretty much gathering up all our stuff as we're coming up to the main entrance of the mall. Everybody's making sure they've got their phones. We got the cameras all set. Everybody's making sure that they've accounted for their homeless. The homeless have been assigned
right
to different people. I don't know if you want me to go through who's got
the
homeless.
No. Hold on a second, Rick. Hold on for one second.
Yeah.
There's a lady on a roof. Sue, what's going on?
Hi, I'm on the roof of Bloomingdale's.
Yeah.
And I'm parked up here. There's no security up here, but there was a helicopter in the sky. And I see yellow flashing lights by that big Charles Lindbergh statue when you drive in.
Okay.
And I'm just waiting for the bus. I'm doing my work. And I was in the area circling the mall thinking and hoping you'd say Roosevelt Field.
Yeah.
And here I am. So I'm waiting.
There's a lot of entrances to the mall. I can't imagine they can block every entrance, Anthony.
Of course. The roof of Bloomies is always a good place to park.
Yeah.
All right. So I'm up here.
Well, thank you, Sue.
You're welcome. Thank you.
If you see anything, calls back. Well, I'm going to keep you on hold for a minute. Hold on. All right. Sue's on the roof, Anthony. Let's go to Bob. Bob, what's up?
Hey, can't you guys abort the mission and head over to an undisclosed location, another mall?
No. Well, the fun of this is to have our listeners help the homeless.
Right.
You know, we only gave you guys like a 10-minute head start.
That's 10 minutes too much, my friend.
Yeah, that's what we're starting to figure out. But all right. Thank you, Bob.
All right. Bye-bye.
Let me go to Ed. Ed, what's up?
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey. Ed's inside the mall.
You're in the mall, Ed?
Yeah, listen, I just walked outside the door. There's security's not that high at all. The mall looks normal. Nobody has a clue.
Okay. There you go. Of course.
I think people are trying to...
I just walked out by Sam Goody, and there's nothing going on here. There's a couple of cops walking around, but nothing extraordinary.
See, people are trying to freak us out.
Yeah, I did see a helicopter when I came in, but I think I was just passing by.
Coincidence.
Let me go back to Rick. Thank you, Ed. Let's talk to Rick on the bus. Rick, what's up?
Hey, guys, what's happening?
Hey.
We're just coming, we're just hitting like every light, it seems, before we get to the mall, but we're coming up fast.
A lot of people following the bus at this point?
Yeah, we've had plenty of idiots almost sideswipe us and then drive themselves into a tree, which is always a nice treat, but it seems to have calmed down right now since we hit some traffic and some lights.
All right,
hold on, I'm going to check in with Ben, hold on. All right, so they're stuck in traffic, Anthony, and some lights there. Ben, what's up?
What's up, guys?
Hey.
That phone sucks.
Yeah, Ben, your phone blows.
Ron's checking and saying, I was at the Lincoln Tunnel and saw them pulling back the National Guardsmen, putting them on Humvees, and heading to Long Island. And there are reports that NORAD is scrambling fighters to head to the mall. People, stop it.
Roosevelt Field Mall on Long Island. Rick, what's up?
Hey, what's happening, guys? We're just stuck in a little bit of traffic just before the mall. All the holiday shoppers and probably a good portion of our listeners are tying up things to try and get there.
Yeah, okay.
Did you want me to go through who's got what homeless guy or whatever?
No, that's all right. You know what, Rick? Hold on. Someone's going to pick you up. And as soon as you see the ball, we're going to go right back to you, all right?
No problem.
Someone talk to him, and we'll go through some of these calls in the meantime. Aaron, what's up?
What's up, guys?
Hey.
On my way to the mall. Horseback, true. Helicopter circling overhead, true, but now it disappeared. And there's about 30 to 40 people jockeying for position to try and follow this bus.
Oh, really?
It is effing hysterical. People are sitting up. They're tailgating. I'm waiting to see a hibachi out here.
Well, this is it's quite an event when the homeless bus actually pulls up. It's such a sight to behold. All the fans there.
It's quite
exciting.
You're
going to be hearing honking and screaming Ozzy just walked in.
Nice.
Well, he did. His name is Ziggy this week.
Ozzy.
All right. Dennis, thank you.
No problem, brothers.
That is the deal right there. We got to the bottom of where the cops were going, Anthony. Sue on the roof. Sue?
Hi, guys.
Hi.
You know, I don't see the bus yet, but you know what's funny? There's a big office building next to the mall, and the number is 666.
Oh, yeah?
Blowing overhead, waiting for the bus to come.
Of course.
But I'm looking forward to meeting Ziggy, personally. Maybe we'll sing a duet. You know, I'll definitely catch up with the gang later.
Are you going to check him out?
Oh, absolutely.
Ziggy?
Absolutely. We're going to go put on makeup.
Yeah, Ziggy's the man, but you got to check out Tippy Tom and Rock and Roll Tom.
Oh, boy.
Okay, there's a bunch of guys here cheering and shouting with me on the roof now.
Great. You give
it's a beautiful night, and, you know, we're really excited. I'm glad you chose Roosevelt Field.
Yeah, give them a great welcome when they pull up.
I will.
All right. Thank you, Sue.
Thanks, guys. Bye-bye.
All right, bye. Let's go back to...
Wait, quickly, Matt from Bay Ridge says, I learned that Norton will bang hookers without a condom, but won't touch the hold-on bar in the bathroom. Of a bus. What? Psycho.
They don't want more beer.
Oh, they want more beer.
We want more beer. It's the excitement is building. They all have their t-shirts on and they're all numbered.
Yeah, there are
1, 17, 3, 4.
They have homeless shopping spree t-shirts that were made up and they're all numbered so we can keep track of them without the personalization of a name or something. We just gave them numbers.
Now, might I remind anyone who's going to be showing up at the mall, feel free to buy plenty of gifts for these guys and donations. And
of course. You just buy them a pair of sneakers.
Oh, feel free to need shoes and coats and all that stuff.
They need beer.
They could care less about the clothes.
They want beer.
That's why they're on the street. They'd rather buy beer.
We should have got the kid leashes, Anthony. I'm telling you.
Yeah, you know, you ever go through the stores and you see the mother and she's got a kid on a leash with this big chest harness? Imagine if we had 10 of those leading the homeless around on leashes.
Can we even see the mall at this point?
Yeah, how close?
Can we see the mall, Dirk? No, this friggin' traffic's impossible. Long Island sucks.
All right, hold on. Big Dog from Seaford saying you guys should know the homeless probably won't even get noticed at that mall. You're in Hempstead. No, the neighborhood is one thing. That mall is a garden spot. That mall has been redone. There are some very upper-class stores there. And,
oh, yeah.
Believe
Brothers.
It. Yeah, it's very nice. Tim, what's up?
Yeah, I'm just was making a comment that this convoy is incredibly impressive. You do have people sort of driving people off into the bushes just to keep up. And they're about a mile away. You guys are, like, almost home free.
Yeah.
And it's unfortunate. Yesterday, Brooks Brothers had a 30% off sale. You guys could have really racked up.
They could have helped out on the homeless if they wanted to buy a suit.
I just passed the Coral Limousine. I'm right next to them right now. And these guys are raring to go, man. Good luck.
All right. Yeah. Thank you, Tim.
Happy holidays, guys.
You too. All right. Well, this is the longest mile.
Jay saying that they have numbers on. Put me down for Buttered Roll, Tippy Tom, and Ziggy for the trifecta.
I should play those numbers for the hell of it.
Play their number. Carlos, what's up?
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Listen, I just I took a little walk through the mall just now. There is a ton of undercover here. The entire mall is freaking out.
Oh.
Are you guys coming here?
You know, I don't know. I don't know.
They
what
called
to
out the reserves here, man.
Yeah.
You can't buy advertising like this
of
today.
Of course.
Talking about how nice the mall is and how they redid it.
Yeah.
Hey, I just want to say you guys are doing a great job, man.
All right, Carlos. Thank you.
Great radio.
Cool. Thank you.
All right. Yeah. Bye-bye.
But they're killing us. They're stuck in traffic. Right
I
now.
Know. We want them to be there. Get to the mall.
Doc, what's up?
What's up, boys?
Hey,
dude, I'm sitting at the west entrance right now. There's nobody here. There's a Salvation Army Santa who looks homeless himself. It's like a family of 18 Indians all wandering around. Nobody. There's nobody here. Cops my ass.
All right, good. Good to hear. Thank
and,
you.
And just a comfort for Mary. She's going to be a figment in Blue's mind because there's a lot of fine Jap mommies out tonight, man.
All right,
I'm going to go listen to myself. Pools.
Pool. There he goes. Psycho Mark?
Can I tell you one thing? There's one guy in a van that's been following us the whole time.
Cool.
We turned off at the LIE. He kept going straight. Stopped, backed up, pulled the total, Anthony. Goes over the curb, comes around, keeps following us, goes over the bushes. What a nut.
Well, he's got to be involved.
Totally involved. Fully involved. Dougie F is his license plate. What a moron.
Look at this. Brian, who works at Chili's. I believe in the mall.
Hold on a second. Let me go to Brian on line 10 here. Brian, you're next on the Opie and Anthony Show. What's up?
How you doing?
All right.
I'm with Chili's Restaurant. Yeah. We got a restaurant there on Old Country Road.
Oh, you're not in the mall, though?
No, it's on the outskirts of the mall.
It's hard enough to get these guys in one spot.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got to get him to the mall. But thanks for the offer. He was going to give him free food.
Free food, see?
Psycho Mark, where's Rick or Ben or Jim Norton?
They're in front of the bus, and they're sort of mellowed out at the moment. They're sort of just patiently awaiting the arrival here, because it's just really torture.
I know, we're kind of in a hole.
I can see them all. I mean, I can see all the goddamn stores from here, but we're real close. We're going to be pulling in any minute. Here we are right now.
All right, hold on. I'm going right to Rick because Rick's saying the mall's coming up. Rick knows Long Island a little more than Mark. Rick, what's up?
Guys, we are now about to enter. What the hell is...
Stop it!
What are you stopping for, you ass?
Cool stick.
We're about to pull into the main entrance of the... where are we going? Roosevelt Field Mall. And this idiot just stops for no reason.
Probably a fan.
Huh. All right, so what's up?
It's on the phone. But here we go. We're making the right.
Okay, the turn.
There is the beautiful. There it is. Look at everybody. Look at them all. Woo! As we pull into the Roosevelt Field Mall.
Hey, Rick, where are you in the mall? Because the place is huge.
And we are being met by the Nassau County Police Department. Go straight, go straight. He's got his lights flashing. He's just sitting there, and he's following us. We're going to make a left up here.
Hey, Rick, what part of the mall are you at? Because the place is huge.
We are at the main entrance. Wow. What? There's a lot of people flashing lights at us. There is a group of cars. Yeah, we're going to make a left. A group of cars on our left who have just gathered in mass. It's like they've been tailgating in the parking lot waiting for the bus to arrive.
We heard that from someone else.
It's incredible.
All right, good.
Steve, let's get video of these guys over here on the left.
Okay. What's going on with the cop?
All right, I don't know. He got out. He pulled off the side and is following us, but hasn't done anything. He hasn't turned on his siren at all.
Well, he's just giving him a little escort.
Yeah, we haven't done anything wrong yet.
It almost looks like the submarine races in the 50s.
Did I say yet?
I'm waiting for that low volume. We're in the bus.
Guys, there's a police horse thing here, too.
Yeah.
Police trucks and a horse, too.
Well, we're hearing that's normal, Rick.
Yeah.
Some of our
No, it's not. I shop at this place. I've never seen that before.
No, our listeners have said that's very normal.
God damn, Rick.
I love just hearing his voice on the phone from a bus because it sounds exactly like it did last year.
Guys, if something gets ugly, I'm out of here. I don't care. That's right.
Rick's going to go back to his roots as a Puerto Rican and run.
Exactly.
Run.
All right, we're going to...
Okay.
Keep going this way.
I'm curious. I want to know if Norton's freaking out or not.
Yeah, Norton's got to be a little nervous about the cop cars being on a bus.
See that car over there? Hit me a right lane.
Okay,
right
we
lane.
Do suck. Right we're never out there. We're in the comfort of Das Bunker here
right
at the
here.
Studio.
Turn right here. And here we come. We're passing Nordstrom on our right. Yeah, right here. Right here.
Rick, hold on a second. I'll go right back to you in a second. Yeah, they're trying to figure out where to park. But Sergeant...
Klain?
What's up? Sergeant Klain.
Yes, how you doing, Opie and Anthony?
All right, what's up?
Hey, long-time listener, listen, I want to give you a fair warning that there is a cop car waiting for you. It's undercover. As soon as that vehicle comes to a complete stop, it will be searched for open containers of alcohol.
Yeah.
Okay, so just fair warning. I'm giving you a fair warning, gentlemen.
All right, thank you, Sergeant Klain. Let me go back to Rick. Rick. Rick.
All right, guys. Rick. We are now pulling up in front of Houlihan's Restaurant and Bar.
Rick. Rick.
We are going to be disembarking our bus and entering the mall.
Rick. Rick. Rick.
Yeah.
Get rid of the empties.
Hold on. Stop. Wait. Listen. It's like a mad rush. Now,
Rick. Right?
Yo.
Just make sure the empties are in some kind of a bag. Just make sure the empties aren't just laying out.
I'm all over it, dude.
All right.
We're disembarking the bus.
What empties, Anthony? The homeless weren't really drinking.
You're allowed to have empties in a vehicle. It's just how they are.
That's right.
You know, you got to bring your empties back to the store for a deposit with your car. You just can't have them sitting on your passenger seat half full or between your legs still cold.
That's how it works. Why is Rick very quiet? Rick?
We've had one of the police cars pull up. We're having our head of security go and talk to them.
Oh, this is exactly what the guy said was going
to happen. Rick?
Yeah.
Say it for us.
This is legal, isn't it?
Oh.
All right, so our security...
We literally have a caravan of cars following us. This is incredible.
This is great. We're doing such good.
Hey, Rick, at this point, I think everyone should start the chant, let the homeless shop.
Well, only if there's some kind of problem.
You know what? People are stuck... Because we just announced it seconds ago as to what entrance we're using, and this place has a lot of entrances, people are now running towards us.
Oh, great.
Hey, the Beatles have made it to the mall.
I'm going
to
get off the phone.
This is legal, isn't it?
No, Rick, you can't get off the phone.
All right.
Pull the bus up. We got to pull the bus up.
Yes, we're trying to work everything out with the law enforcement officials here.
Post up, Rick. How are you?
Well, I'm still not jailed yet.
They're beeping like crazy, Anthony. Rick, why don't you give the phone to Ben and you can check it out, make sure everything's going okay up there.
Hey, Ben.
Yes.
What's up?
Ben.
Yeah.
What's going on?
Dude, it's so pandemonium. You should have seen, as we pulled in, lights flashing up a storm. Everyone was waiting in the front of the mall. Now the caravan has continued, and they're all parking. People are just throwing their cars all over the place. Total madness. People with cameras, dudes just cheering. Here's the maniac. This guy's a sicko. This guy, Dougie F, who almost smashed into the bus like three times. It's total pandemonium. This is great. This is totally nuts, and we're working everything out. We're about to enter the mall.
Very good. People
That's
are
great.
Suggesting
great crowd. Great crowd here.
People are suggesting Voss get out and do his act because that guy can't get arrested.
Dude, let me just tell you one other thing about Jim Norton. I heard the stories about Norton on the cab ride to breakfast when we were up in Boston.
Yeah.
He was going nuts. God damn it. Who planned this? Why did it take 2 hours? God damn it. Pull over. Stop at this. What the hell? Dude, he is going bananas.
He gets stir crazy.
No, bananas. No, yeah. Dude, me and Voss were just laughing our ass off. I said to Norton, he should put out a tape of him just in a bus. He
losing
was going
his mind.
Nuts. So here's Voss right now. Here's Voss.
Voss.
What's happening?
Voss, hold on for 1 second. Let me go to Jay. Jay, what's up? Jay, real fast.
Yeah, I got something on here on the scanner. The cars are coming for you.
More cars are coming to the mall?
Police cars.
Oh, why is that?
From the accident on Old Country Road. They're being sent over there.
Why is that?
A couple of police cars switching up to the supervisor's frequency, too.
They're making sure everything stays organized.
And I don't blame them.
That's all. There's a lot of people there, so they're just keeping everything organized. So, they're sending more cars.
It's pandemonium out here. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
What's up, boss?
It's unbelievable. I'm going right now straight to Bed Bath & Beyond and buying some soap. This is unbelievable. Look at all the people. They all got cameras. It's unbelievable. I think the homeless are scared to come out of the cage.
Well, are we allowed to leave the bus?
Why are we doing this at 5:30? All of this should have been finished. They're putting shirts on these bums. Thank you. Nice rack. Are you guys on? I can't even hear you.
Yes, we're hearing you, Norm.
Dude, if you ever try to book something this far away from the city again, I will firebomb the studio. Tora Bora would have been easier to get to. I am tired.
Oh my God. Big Kev,
homeless.
They're chanting homeless. They're beeping horns. Boy, for 15 or 20 minutes notice, they got quite the crowd there.
Yeah, but, it's incredible.
Yeah, but no one listens to us anymore, Anthony.
Who's on the phone? Let the homeless shop.
Let the homeless shop.
Oh, we lost the phone,
but Psycho Mark is on another phone.
Yeah, right here.
How's it going, Mark?
Good. It's not how everyone's chanting. Let the homeless shop. It's a beautiful thing. It's people everywhere. The cops are very happy. They all have smiles on their faces. Everything's nice.
Everything's going well, though?
Everything is nicey-nice. I think we're going to have a fantastic time. And you can hear them chant. Here we go. How can you deny these wonderful people the opportunity to buy good things?
All right. Ben! Ben, no one can hear us, Opie.
It's nuts. Hundreds of people here. I don't know
hope you guys can even hear me, but
yeah.
They're getting this nuts. Absolutely pandemonium here. We're about to unload the bus and into the mall, and total crazy crowd. Huge crowd.
Nice. Great, great.
And Rich Voss is trying to sell a CD.
Hey, Rick. Rick.
Guys.
What's up, Rick?
We are just about ready to announce and let the crowd meet the homeless.
Oh, great.
This is always good.
Personal introduction portion.
Are you ready?
Yeah. We're ready.
All right. Hey, guys, you guys ready to meet the homeless? Let's hear it for Big Blue!
Rock stars. Andre didn't really get that much of an ovation. Saving the best for last.
Everybody
with the ring
roll.
On the bed.
I don't like buttered roll.
Oh, yeah. That's it. Like Robert Plant just hit the stage.
Tippy Tom!
Tippy Tom! Tippy Tom! Tippy Tom! Tippy
Tom!
I don't like Big Ed that much.
Everybody's young blood! Young blood!
Young blood. They don't know young blood.
And here is All right, guys, we are ready to go shopping.
All right. Thank God.
Hey, you guys ready to go shopping?
Yeah, there they go.
Here we go.
Frank's saying Rick should have done his Bob Shepard impression.
Now shopping, number one, Ziggy.
Rick's a fag. The Rick's a fag chant, always a favorite whenever Rick's out. Ben, what's up?
Guys, I've never smelled more people as being in the crowd surrounded by these 10 guys.
Body
it
donut.
Is the worst I've ever smelled. We're into the mall here. We're just getting our crews together. And
yeah.
We're going to head in. We're right by Houlihan's.
Okay.
And heading into the mall. You should see it, dude. There's a walkway up above, like 20 feet above us, and it's just filled with people looking down at the madness. Totally nuts. Ziggy, of course, huge crowd favorite. The amount of photos we take of Ziggy is unbelievable.
They love Ziggy. Ziggy looks like something out of the new Lord of the Rings movie, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Some kind of hobbit-like troll thing in a down jacket.
All right, guys, we're heading into the mall. Call you back a little bit.
All right, thank you, Ben. Wow, what a
greeting that they got from the people at Roosevelt Field Mall.
Wonderful. I think they all hung up.
Yeah, they all hung up. They're going to go inside, and we're going to get a report on them.
Hello, Marion?
That's me.
Hi.
Hey, what's up, guys?
What's
I'm
up, Marion?
I'm walking in with the masses now. There are parents with children terrified. You can't even imagine. I mean, you're talking the snootiest. I mean, all right, Short Hills is very snooty, but this is like the snooty capital of Long Island.
Yeah.
Horrified. People are pushing their cars. They're not even putting them in. They're throwing the kids in the car and pushing them out of the car.
Sorry, get out of the way. Oh, my God.
Anyway, I'm here. I'm going to look for Ben, and I'm going to buy somebody some sneakers.
Oh, there you go. That's cool.
Of course, why not? It's the Christmas spirit.
All right,
thanks,
thank
man.
You.
You guys rock. Have a great, great show. wait, something's going on.
Wait, let me go to Psycho Mark because I think it has something to do with him. Psycho Mark.
Mark.
I'm trying to get Tommy to put a cigarette out before we get in the mall here. We're just entering the mall now, and it's pandemonium. It's unbelievable. It's just like a swarm of people. It's just a thing of beauty.
That's fantastic. Here's Rick on the phone. Rick, what's up?
All right, Big Blue has already found the cup and is asking for change.
Come on,
Blue, keep walking. Get rid of the cup.
He can't panhandle.
Right?
It's like what he's done.
He can't panhandle.
He's getting $100.
Oh, look at that. As they make their way in, the people applauding.
Wow. As you can hear, we're walking through the mall to cheers. There are people everywhere.
They seem to really like the homeless shopping spree. Unbelievable.
And you can hear balloons in the house.
Yes, yes.
They are walking around like rock stars, these guys.
Let me go back to Marion because she was like, uh-oh. Marion.
Oh, my God. We just walked past the children. You were talking about having them do the portraits.
Yeah.
So we just walked past the picture people store, and there's like a bunch of kids and parents holding their children so tight that half of the kids' faces are red from lack of oxygen. You cannot believe what's going on in here. This is so cool.
Oh, that's great.
This is so cool. Guys, go talk to somebody else because I'm going to lose you as soon as the screaming starts again.
All right. There goes Mary.
Oh, what a shame. I wanted to hear. Is that a Long Island accent? Did I detect a hint of it?
A little bit.
Oh, you're going to buy some sneakers for somebody.
A little bit.
Michael Mark, what's up?
Guys.
Yeah.
Hey, guys.
Yeah.
All Tommy wants to do is go to the bar. He wants to spend all his money by the bar.
In the bar? Well, who are we to tell him what he can and can't do?
I said, let's head to the bar.
There's a bar right when they walk in. Great.
We're making a beeline for the bar. He's getting inside a big bath. It's unbelievable. There's a bath on display here. And he's just jumped in a tub.
What, he's jumping into displays?
Tommy just jumped in this big tub display, and it's right here on display in the middle of the wall.
What's this?
A big tub?
A tub?
I don't think you've seen a tub since 1914. So we've been looking for the bar. We're heading towards Macy's right now. It's sort of like a huge conglomerate. Everyone's hanging out together.
Right.
And walking around. You know, we're going to pretend on splitting up into groups. I don't think that's going to happen.
No, you guys got to make sure you hit all the great spots. We need someone at the perfume place, maybe a cosmetics thing. Maybe go over to Macy's or where they do the portraits for children. Hey, have little Ziggy holding a toy.
You know, this is really a nice mall. They really did do it.
Oh, yeah, it's beautiful there. We told you.
I think they should hit the crapper first, at least, because it's so nice. I don't think they've been in the bathroom for that long. It's just nice.
Oh, it's probably like going to a hotel room for them. Just the bathroom.
There's chanting going on somewhere. You can just see hundreds of people showing up left and right. It's everyone's going into... I don't know. We're just being pointed by security now.
Well,
what? This could get ugly real quick.
Oh, no.
You know how this starts. Oh, wait a minute. They're going into gas. Oh, look at this. It looks like a mob of them are going in the gas store.
All right.
Are they going into gas?
I think. It looks that way right now. They're outside the door, but no, they've locked the door out.
What?
I don't think they're letting them in. Oh, no, they're not letting them in. Oh, that's good, because we really won't have to start chanting a-hole.
All right, hold on. Rick is at the first store. Thank you, Mark. Let's go to Rick. Rick?
No, hey, guys, what's happening? We are in our first store. It's an extra lot. We're in Guess.
You're in Guess?
We're in Guess.
Okay.
And Blue has grabbed himself a nice blue sweater.
Yeah.
Blue, you want to try that on? Pop it on.
Oh,
I don't think he wants to try it on. He just wants to...
Dude, he gets his clothes out of dumpsters, and I don't think he cares about the fit.
Yeah, baby.
I've never heard shopping like this in my life.
Yeah, baby. It's a little tough to hear you guys right now, but he's just putting his hands on every piece of clothing he can put his hands on.
God. Oh.
Between the spit flying out of his mouth and the crap on his hands.
Well, is he going to make a purchase?
Hey, Blue, you want to get that sweater?
Yeah.
You want to get it? All right, let's go buy you a sweater.
There we go. There we go. Shopping.
Our first homeless
are shopping, goddammit.
You want the jeans, too?
Oh, he wants some jeans. He's going to look dapper.
What kind of jeans you got?
What, Rick, what's happening?
I encourage him to take his pants off right here.
No, don't take his pants off there. Just the fact that Rick has to yell, no, don't take your pants off in the store. There are dressing rooms for that.
All right, you want this? All right. Hold on, we have a sales associate.
Oh, cool. He's all
liquored up.
I can't hear you guys right now because he's freaking out over the selection of jeans.
Oh, he likes a lot of jeans, huh? That's great.
All right, we'll let him look at the jeans. Let's get in with Rich Voss. Voss!
Hey, I got one. My guy's buying one of the guys is buying a CD radio right now.
Yeah.
In the store here.
Yeah.
He's arguing over price and stuff, so I like the guy.
There's no arguing over price at the mall?
He's with me. We're talking him down.
Is he on the streets of Bangladesh or something?
I know. Give us a deal or we'll start bleeding. The mall, it's unbelievable, this place here.
Yeah, a lot of support.
You know, all looking over the balconies and stuff. This is great. I'm going to be able to pick up a lot of hot girls with these two guys with me.
It's a free show.
I know, it is a free show. I'm going to go back in and help him purchase.
All right. Voss, well, we've had somebody buying clothes, and now Voss is with someone buying stereo equipment.
Yeah.
Rick.
Hold on.
I hear cursing in the background.
Hold on, I think he's heard. Rick, are you there, Rick? Yes, Rick.
Blue is freaking out yet again. He thought the sale for the homeless was bull, and he started freaking out. But no, you can buy this sweatshirt. This is yours.
He started freaking out because he thought it was
still... Come on, let's go pay for it. You want to go pay for it? Come on.
You have to do anything for me.
Yeah, we're trying to buy you some clothes. You want those? You want this?
He can't even understand someone trying to buy him something. How sad is that?
All right. Blue, come this way. We're going up to the cash register.
Oh, man. Jester says, Rich Voss and a homeless guy Jewing down the price of a radio. That's great. Joe, what's up?
Joe, I'm inside the guest right now. They're going absolutely nuts.
Yeah.
There's like security and Nassau PD and everybody in there right now.
Is everybody having a good time, though?
Yeah, everybody has smiles on their face. Except for security. Security's kind of annoyed, but, you know.
They don't have to do anything during the day. This is something extra.
I just would, like, hate to imagine, like, the people who came here to go Christmas shopping.
Well, you know something? Homeless are people, too. Right?
Right. Absolutely.
Thank you, Joe. All right. We probably should take a break here, huh?
We'll take a break and continue with the homeless shopping spree. Rick, what's up?
Yeah, we are at the cash register. Blue, a very nice sweater and jean combo.
A sweater jeans combo.
Yes.
Give this to her, all right, Blue?
That's $100 bill. No, Blue, you gotta get her the cash. Look at that.
What did he do, Rick?
We gave him $100 and he tried to put it in his pocket and walk away.
He's just stealing it. Wait. He's like, I didn't know it was gonna cost me. How much was his purchase, Rick? Hey, Rick.
Yeah.
How much was the purchase?
His purchase came out $9.
About what?
Probably. Yeah, $9. Lou, you got some good stuff.
Got some good gear,
kid. Close to $100, I think.
Was it?
So he's going to be looking good for about a week until somebody beats him and steals it.
Beats him up and steals it from him. All right, Rick, thank you.
You got it.
We're going to take a quick break, all right?
All right.
All right, there goes Rick. Let me just make sure Mark's not on the line. Psycho Mark?
Dude, we finally made it to a bar. We're sitting here at a bar. We broke away from the entire crowd.
Leave it to Mark. He's going to get these guys drunk and get into trouble. I know Mark.
It's their day. They wanted to go right to the bar room, so what are you going to do? It's Christmas.
Mark, I got to ask you something. What was more horrific to look at, the homeless or the Ground Zero cam you were manning during the disaster?
Definitely the homeless. The smell is worse, too.
Oh, hey, Mark.
Yeah.
Who do you have at the bar?
I don't know.
Sonny,
what are you drinking?
No. What do you have? Who do you have? Who do you have?
I'm only drinking two shots of Absolute straight up.
Who do you have? Tommy?
I got Tommy and
Mackerel Andre. Tommy.
Is it Andre? I got Tommy and Andre. Andre, what are you drinking tonight? Hennessy. He's doing a Hennessy, and we're doing a double.
They got money. They're at a bar. These guys never get to sit at bars and drink Hennessy. Some guys are buying clothes. It's so weird to watch. Some guys figure they're getting the clothing. Other guys want the stereo equipment.
Right now, he's starting to shake real bad.
Tommy and Andre are spending their money on high-grade booze.
Why not? It's America. Again, it's Christmas. I love it.
All right, Mark, don't get them too trashed until we're ready to leave.
All
They've got to be drunk to shop. Come on. All right,
Mark, thank you.
All right, bye.
Leave it to Mark, that bastard.
We should take a break.
All right.
Norton is just horrified. I don't even think he wants to be a part of
it. I know. We haven't heard from him. I don't know.
All right. Yeah, you're listening to the Homeless Shopping Spree 2 on the Opie and Anthony Show.
Anthony, the Vermont Teddy Bear Company.
Yeah. But aren't you feeling good about the holidays about now, Opie?
Hell yeah.
I am. I feel like a kid again. I feel like drooling, wetting myself, and crapping my pants.
So you feel the same way today.
Of course. Hey, the Vermont Teddy Bear Company. Your loved one's going to receive a beautiful bear for the holidays, personalized just for them, with a card and delicious Vermont chocolate. The Good Wish Fairy Bear or the new Mistletoe Bear.
Yeah,
they have bears for occupations and hobbies. They got the nurse bear, teacher bear, wizard bear, or for occasions, they got the birthday suit bear, the get well bear. There's even still time to personalize a bear with a name and have it delivered for the holidays. They're going to love it and think of you every time they hug their Vermont teddy bear. We could all use a little bear hug. Every bear handmade in America and guaranteed for life. I'm laughing so hard. Call them up. 1-800-829-BEAR, or you shop online at VermontTeddyBear.com. For the holidays or any occasion, show you care, send a bear. 1-800-829-BEAR.
Opie and Anthony. 1027.
Ah, welcome back to the Opie and Anthony program. Homeless Shopping Spree 2.
Underway.
Happening as we speak. So far, it's been very successful.
Yes! And with that, let's get right back to the phones and talk to Ben. Hey, Ben, what's going on?
Guys, this is unbelievable. I am right now being called by hundreds of guys. I'm with Ziggy and Tippy Tom. Ziggy is a celebrity. The crowd chants for him. He's taking photos with hot, like, 19-year-old chicks.
Oh, God.
Dude, it's insane. So, Victoria's Secret, I want to say F-U to the fat swat that wouldn't let us into Victoria's Secret and slam the gates down.
Why wouldn't they let you stop?
I don't know. I have no idea what the problem was, but we went on and went into a cologne store and sprayed the boys down. Now we're at Bloomingdale's. And Bloomingdale's is meeting everyone with bags, which is very nice.
Oh, they got like little bags for them?
Yeah, they got bags.
Crinkle, crinkle. The homeless need loving too, Anthony. Listen to that. That's a crazy thing.
Madhouse.
All right, thank you. All right, now let's go right to Rick. He can't even hear us. Rick, what's going on? Rick,
you there?
Rick.
I think we lost.
All right, let's go to...
What's wrong with Norton?
Hold on. Rick. No? All right. Norton, what's going on?
You all right, Norton?
But yeah, we're looking for the group. This promotions lady has no idea where we're going. She's a little short person. She's like, oh, I think they're over there. We got them jeans in Macy's. We had to go to Macy's real quick and get them jeans because it was $100. Armani closed the doors probably as they should have.
Armani closed the doors.
Anyway.
Have there been the chance of let them shop when these people slammed
the
doors down?
As we were walking into Macy's, it was all right, now, where are we going? Okay, they're in Bloomingdale's. All right, good.
All right, yeah,
good. We're lost.
Head over to Bloomingdale's. That's where the crowd is. All right, I'm going to check in with you in a second, man, and we got to get back to Ben. Poor Norton. Lost. Hey, Ben, what's up?
What's up, guys? Bloomingdale's just gave a bunch of the guys stuff, and the people here are just great. All the listeners. Cigarettes. A huge hit. Tippy Tom got some listener gave him a nice fashionable pair of sunglasses. He's got his deodorant cologne that we bought him.
Oh, God.
We're navigating through the mall, too. When I look up right now, I'm looking up. There's a second level on the mall. It's packed looking down. Some of which are completely horrified by us. Majority is 18 to 34 men, as you can imagine.
I bet.
Going nuts.
Hold on. I got to get to Voss. Voss is freaking out. Voss, what's up?
Hey, we're in I'm passing the hat around. This guy sneaks. Everybody's put money.
Look at Boss. He's getting more money. It sounds like he's passing a hat around, and our listeners are handing him more money.
Everybody's putting money into the hat to get Snoop some buy one, get one free. And sperm's out of control. I can't get him off my back.
Hey, Boss, isn't that the same deal you make with the club owners that you pass the hat around at the end of the night?
Yeah, it's like for me. I'm trying to raise money for me. And, you know, I saw, and the funny thing is, while we're shopping, I saw Norton.
You're breaking up. I'm going to go to Psycho Mark. The action is flying.
Everyone's shopping. Yeah. Psycho Mark, where are you?
We are still in the bar. We brought up a terrible close to $120 worth of booze so far.
Wait a minute. You've already had over $120.
Tommy is drinking faster than 10,000 whales in the ocean. He is just putting it down like there's no tomorrow.
And what's his poison?
Everything, anything and everything. He's had Heineken, he's had vodka, he's having Chivas, he's Grand Marnier.
Chivas and Grand Marnier?
Who cares? Ted Kennedy would be jealous of him. Andre's sitting next to me, he's drinking the whole schmear. Hey, having a great time.
Hey, Mark, how much would you say they have left out of their $100?
Who cares? They're drunk. What do they care? Doesn't matter.
All right, Mark, thank you. It's the feedback coming in. Stewie from Staten Island. The last time Voss wrote his material, Lindbergh was taken off from Roosevelt Field. And UF and Tool from Queens. Somewhere, Lewis Black is laughing. You know what's so sad is that the two guys that are with Psycho Mark sitting at a bar drinking are missing out on the perks and the things that the listeners are buying for the other guys. Bloomingdale's was great. They came out and gave bags of stuff to some of the homeless guys. And Psycho Mark, too, are getting nothing because they're sitting there getting tanked at a bar with Mark. I knew Mark would do this, by the way.
It's okay. Let's go.
I know it's okay, but the guys are missing out. Hey, Rick, what's up?
Hey, guys, I'm here at EOS Cell Phones.
Yeah.
Believe it or not, Big Ed just got approved and bought a cell phone.
All right, wait a minute.
Ed, come back.
Wait a minute. Big Ed just got approved?
Big Ed somehow just got approved, and he got himself a cell phone, and the guy threw him an extra $50 off because he's with the show.
Look, I'm looking at a picture of Big Ed right now on the website. There's no way he got approved.
You got approved, right, Big Ed?
Yes, I did, thank you.
Who co-signed for him? Rockefeller.
See?
That's classic. All right, Rick, hold on a second. Let me go up to Pete. He's on the second level of the mall looking down. Pete, what's up?
Hey, Opie Anthony, what's up?
Hey.
Dude, this place is insane. They're beastly. Hundreds of people here. Cops all over the place. Everybody just started chanting food court. They're right below the food court right now. Cops went to the food court. There are people here with looks on their face like they don't know what to expect. People with strollers walking by. It's hysterical, guys.
Cool.
Hysterical.
Thank you, Pete.
Thanks, all right,
man.
Guys, rule.
All right, bye. Let's go to CJ. He's at Houlihan's in the mall. CJ.
Yeah.
Hey.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Make it fast, CJ.
Listen, I'm pulling into the parking lot. It's murder fun and parking. I want to get all these guys together at Houlihan's. I'll buy them all a shot.
Oh, hey maybe right before they leave, because they got to pass right by Houlihan's to get back on the bus. Perhaps they could all go in and do a little Christmas shot. There you go.
All right, well, I'll be the ass with the leather jacket and the flashlight.
All right, CJ, thank you. We'll look for you. Let's go back to Ben. Ben, what's up?
What's up, guys? Hey. We were on our way to get our photos with Santa Claus, and they took Santa Claus out to sign the whole deal where Santa was sitting. So there'll be no photos with Santa this year, unfortunately.
God damn it.
Oh, my God. That made me really sad.
What's wrong with Santa? Like, we were able to do it last time.
I don't know. I don't know, but let me tell you, it's totally nuts. I have hundreds of people behind me right now with Vicky and Tippy Tom, and we're about to hit Timberland here.
Yeah,
Timberland.
Yeah, which isn't these two guys' probably favorite store, or some like our other homeless guys. But guys, come on in.
Go get some footwear over there at Timberland.
Anthony, I guess Santa only takes pictures with the beautiful people.
Yeah, I guess Santa is a little too self-important to sit down with maybe Ziggy and get a nice little Christmas picture with Ziggy. Something he would put next to him on the curb on those cold winter nights, tattered with the corners ripped and crinkling, but faded picture of Ziggy and Santa as he sings Silent Night, as he looks at it and remembers a moment in his life where he was happy and accepted. But no,
by the Santa had to leave.
19-year-old chicks taking pictures with him. But no.
You want a pair of these shoes?
All right, they're trying on shoes, Anthony.
Oh, God.
Oh, don't they have to take their shoes off to try new ones on?
All right, I'll go back to Ben in a sec. They're getting ready to try on shoes. Rick, what's up?
We are just making a pit stop.
Yeah?
For the guys, because they have to take a leak.
Oh, you're going to the bathroom with them?
Yeah. We're in here. There's Blue. They're both taking a leak like regular people, so it's kind of cool.
Hey, Rick, does Blue have a peeler like yourself?
Oh, God.
Opie, I'm not going to get that close, believe it or not. What a surprise, huh?
All right, Rick. Thank you.
Rick, did they look at the urinals and go, what are these things?
Yeah, they almost turned around and, like, started to make themselves a new home in one of the other stalls with the doors on them.
Jesus.
All right. Well, we'll go back.
That's all right.
Rich Voss, you there?
I think we lost Voss.
Yeah.
All right. We'll go to Ben, see how the trying of the shoes is
Timberland.
Going.
Hey, Ben.
Hey, guys.
You're in.
I want to thank Timberland for being one of the only stores to us and actually letting us in. And Ziggy's looking at shoes, but the shoes, Ziggy's not into buying stuff. He keeps telling me that he doesn't see anything and he just wants a beer, so I don't know.
Maybe he should have been with Mark.
Yeah, Phil hit the bar for a couple cocktails. And
Ben. Wonder,
yes.
Have you heard what Mark is doing with his two?
No, what is Mark doing?
Mark immediately went with, who is it with? Rock and Roll Tommy and Andre.
Andre. Yeah.
And are sitting in a bar. They've already gone through $120 in booze.
That's hysterical. What bar are they in? Because we'll head right to the
We'll
can make $100 go flying there. So.
All right, Ben. Thank you.
We're here. We'll call you back in a bit.
All right, there you go.
Poor Ziggy. You know, Ziggy could use a coat and boots, but he doesn't even know how to shop.
I know. Bill, you're next on the Opie and Anthony Show.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Pretty good.
Did I hear Voss correctly? Could he say he couldn't get sperm off his back?
Yeah. The homeless guy whose name is Sperm, I guess, is all over Voss.
I thought he was
going
to try and put himself in a washer or something.
All right. Thank you, Bill.
Thank you.
But you're right. Voss did say that and went over our heads. Sheep Lover saying, Rick won't look at the guys taking a leak, but Mad Max loves the sea. You bastards are funny. Chris, what's going on?
Yeah, what's going on, guys?
Hey.
I just got to tell you, when I was walking in, first walked in, there was hardly anyone around. And then all of a sudden, I just saw a tidal wave of people.
Really?
I mean, a tidal wave.
See, what mall wouldn't want this? What mall wouldn't love something like this?
Exactly.
And some of these stores, some of these hypocritical stores, slamming their grates down on the homeless. Well, not on them, but in front of them, and not letting them shop.
Ziggy wanted to try a cute little number from Victoria's Secret.
Yes, Vicky's shut the gate. What they would have bought in there, I can only imagine. Something that I'm sure within a matter of minutes would be extra crispy.
Look, panties. Could you stink these up for me, miss?
All right, Rick's back on the line. Hey, Rick, what's up?
And we are in Brookstone right now because Blue, he got himself a boombox. One of the sales associates is going to show him the switch.
All right, hey, Rick.
Yeah.
You got to get outside the mall, outside the store a little bit, or at least near the entrance.
You're breaking up.
All right, I'll try and get to a better location.
Oh, no, that's good. That's good right there. So what is he going to buy here?
He's looking at have a boombox.
Oh, buy a boombox, so it's an electronics place.
Yeah.
Brookstone.
Or Brookstone.
Yeah. All right.
And he's got snot coming out of his nose, for Christ's sakes.
Snot coming out. Greasy fingers smearing shabby clothes.
Ice.
That's great.
All
right, we'll check in with Rick in a second. Where do they plug these things in? Maybe battery. Oh, we found the crowd, Anthony. Joey!
Yeah.
What's up?
They're coming out of Foot Locker now. Their security's blocking off everyone from hanging out with them.
Oh, they won't let the people go in the store and shop?
Now we're most in a crowd. But at the bar, it's like a regular Friday night out.
Oh, really?
Those guys look like they belong there.
Yeah, because
I can't hear you guys.
All right, man.
We'll talk to you later.
Thank you. Thanks for the help there. I would think on a Tuesday, that there wouldn't be many people in the mall bar. But now it's like a party in there. Ben with Ziggy. Ben?
What's up, guys?
Hey.
I am on my way to Pat Houlihan's with about 200 people and Ziggy. I have a huge crowd behind me, and we're headed towards Houlihan's.
Ben.
So we're going to have a quick cocktail with Rock and Roll Tommy and Mark and that gang, and then head back out to the stores.
Ben, what has Ziggy bought so far?
dude, he got some socks, deodorant, some cologne, and then the whole bag of Bloomingdale stuff. So, dude, I'm walking by people right now that are horrified in line for something here. They're just looking at me and thinking like we have 10 heads.
And the people are booing them.
Yeah, you know, that's Victoria's Secret. They've, once again, I don't know whose crew is over there, but Victoria's Secret's climbing down the gate and not letting anyone in.
Let the homeless shop, Andrew.
Let the homeless shop. Go to you. That's Victoria's Secret once again.
All right, Ben. Thank you.
Okay.
Call us back when you get to the bar, all right? Let's.
How much you want to bet Ziggy drinks the cologne?
John, what's going on?
Hey. Hello.
Hey, John, what's up?
What's happening?
What's going on? We're outside with Tippy Tom.
Where are you guys?
I don't know what entrance this is. Over near Modell's.
Wait, you're outside the mall?
Yeah, we're outside the mall at Tippy Tommy singing songs and smoking cigarettes.
Why isn't he still in the bar?
I don't know. Hold on, you're here. He wanted to sing.
And where's Psycho Mark?
Hold on, Anthony.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's Billy Mack. How are you?
How you doing, Billy?
We're out here with Tippy Tom, and the guy was right. He broke away from Ben, and they're throwing him.
Wait, what was that?
Tippy Tom had to have a cigarette, and they're throwing money at him like it was yesterday, man. Here, Tippy Tom, sing a song for us, will you? Sing a song for us.
Who don't have no time to say?
Okay. All right, I think you might have heard enough of that.
All right, very good. Thank you, John.
All right, take care.
And bye, man. Thank you.
Psycho Mark. Psycho.
Hey, Marchie.
Hey, gentlemen, how are you?
All right,
what's going on?
Nothing, we're home in three sheets to the wind tonight.
Mark is tanked. Listen to him.
No, we're all tuned up and we're ready to go shopping.
This is how I do my Christmas shopping.
Tommy over here is being a complete amateur. You finish your drink, you faggot. Oh, I'm sorry. There's 12 people in here eating. I apologize.
Mark, man.
I'm screaming in this nice restaurant. You know?
Now, are you in Houlihan's?
No, we're in this nice food. What's the name of this dump? Toyo Cafe.
Boy. Because I think
Penis Cafe is, right? It's up the top across from me.
Mark, I think Ben and Ziggy are headed over to Houlihan's to get a drink.
Yeah, negative, because Houlihan's is under renovations. We already tried that.
Oh, so they're going to have to go where you are. Maybe we ought to get Ben on the line and tell him that. All right.
Yeah, tell him that. Well, they'll figure it out either one way or another, but we're
Hammond
and we're going shopping.
All right, there you go. Psycho Mark. Goddamn, Mark's always a treat.
We're all tuned up.
I'm hearing there's a carousel at the end of the mall.
Oh, we should all get on the carousel. And I think this would be a good place to take a break. What do you think, huh?
What a dream day for these homeless guys.
Scott, real fast if you have something. Scott?
Yeah.
Real fast. What's up?
Going on, man?
Hey, O&A.
Hey.
This is the greatest show ever. This is funnier than the retarded Laverne and Shirley yelling at stars.
Yeah, that's true. I forgot about that show.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun.
This is great. It's translating great over the radio. Great job, guys.
Oh, thanks, Scott. All right, wait. I was going to take a break, but Rick is checking in. This is horrific. Rick, yes.
Yeah, hey, guys. We are still in Brookstone. The guys just got off the massage chairs.
Yeah.
And now Blue has decided he's going to sleep on their massage bed here, and he's not moving.
He's just laid down on one of the massage beds.
He's laid down, and he ain't moving.
Goddamn homeless. Uh-oh, I think Voss has a crisis.
All
right. Hold on.
Thank you, Rick.
All right. There goes Rick. Let's go to Voss. Voss, what happened?
I lost sperm. I swear to God, a mom took him somewhere, and I lost my... They were in the Foot Locker. Some lady just flat out bought them boots.
Yeah.
The other guy boots.
Yeah.
And then sperm. I can't find sperm.
You can't find sperm.
Oh, my God.
Norton wants to speak to you. Are you guys there?
Norton, what's up, man?
What's up, Norton?
Me? Are we on the air?
Yeah.
Me and this loser are standing in the mall, and we've lost 1,000 people and 10 bums. We can't find our guy. All right, there's a man pointing, and there's two chicks, and I want to bang both of them, and one of them bought homeless men. What guess who gets this guy's boots? And I got socks. I got my homeless guy socks.
No.
Oh, God, this sucks.
right, hold
ladies,
on.
Did you see 10 bums with 1,000 people following them? How do you lose bums in a mall? All right, we're going to Brookstone. All right. I'll call you guys back because I can't. Oh, here's my guys.
All right.
All right, goodbye, fellas.
Right. Okay.
Oh, jeez.
And we better take a break.
Yeah.
It's going quite well.
Did you see 10 bums and 1,000 people?
It is a big mall.
All right.
I am enjoying the hell out of this.
What night. A blast.
I can't even talk. Rick, Tippy, Tom, and Blue are getting free food.
There you go. That's nice. Oh, Jesus.
Rick, hey. What's up?
Well, actually, it was funny. We came on Tippy Tom, and Blue and Tippy Tom had an emotional reunion. It's the first time they've seen each other since we got to the mall.
An emotional reunion.
So there were screams, there was hugs, and now they're getting handed Wendy's hamburgers.
Oh, cool.
Let me know where they are. Everybody right here. Everybody's right here.
All right, Rick.
Wendy's being cold to him. That's nice.
We're going to take a break, all right?
All right, cool.
Thank you, Rick.
Bye.
All right, it's a homeless shopping spree, too, on the Opie and Anthony program.
What a great day.
We'll check in with the gang next. Anthony, New York sports clubs.
Yes, New York sports clubs. A great place to de-stress during the hectic pace of these holidays, huh? Call them up, 1-800-301-1231. Remember, New York sports clubs offers only month-to-month memberships. No annual contracts. None of the long-term financial commitments you're going to find elsewhere. You're not locked in. New York Sports Club, the most convenient gyms around. They got over 80 locations in the tri-state area. To find the gym nearest you, call them up, 1-800-301-1231. At New York Sports Clubs, you're going to find tons of exercise equipment and amazing classes. They got spinning, kickboxing, African dance, yoga, and a lot more. You're not going to get bored. You just get fit. This season, give the gift of health with a New York Sports Club membership for yourself and someone you care about. Why not decide on your resolution today? 1-800-301-1231. Special year-end holiday rates in effect now. One more time. 1-800-301-1231. New York Sports Clubs. There's a million reasons to join.
You're checking out the Homeless Shopping Spree 2 on the Opie and Anthony Show
for the holidays.
It's so good to get the radio program back on track, Anthony.
Yes.
I'm just feeling that excitement. It's been a tough few months for the Opie and Anthony program.
Yeah, occasionally, sure.
But we're back on the right track, and it feels good, I'll tell you.
Oh, yeah.
Also, really fast, syndicated all over the country now. Bunch of radio stations, they don't put us on live for whatever reason. They have their reasons.
Yeah.
I just want to announce that our new affiliate, New Orleans,
yeah,
streaming audio on the internet.
Yep. There you go.
Tell your friends. They don't have to wait.
I've had a bunch of people say, God, I moved out of state. I moved to a place that we don't get the Opie and Anthony Show. What do I do? And we tell them syndication underground.
Right.
But that's like trying to find the Holy Grail, you know?
Right.
One day it's there at some secret website. The next day you try to log on, it's gone. And you got to search around and find another feed that someone's illegally putting up. But, you know, whatever gets the show out there.
You can check out the show live through the New Orleans internet feed.
Yeah.
Go to opieandanthony.com for that radio station, all right?
Yeah.
Anthony, they're in the middle of the mall. They're shopping. Let's go to Ben. Ben, what's going on?
Hey, guys. I'm with Ziggy. We're in FAO Schwartz. Right now, Ziggy's looking at a limited edition G.I. Joe doll and some Harry Potter stuff at the moment.
Harry Potter?
Oh, Ziggy's a Harry Potter fan.
Yeah, he's looking around.
He looks like one of the workers from the bank scene.
I didn't see it, but
someone out there is chuckling. So.
Of the other funny points of this whole thing, as the downstairs of the mall is completely packed, Mark screams down from the upper level, "Jack, Jack, Jack," about as loud as you can imagine, people just looking horrified. Great. What a way to spend the holidays, guys.
All right. Ben, speaking of Psycho Mark, we got to check in with him because he finally has decided to shop with his homeless guys.
Yeah.
Mark! We're shopping with Tommy. He's so drunk, he can't even just do a walk CD. And then he goes for a CD of Aaron Carter. I'm like, that's a favorite.
You're a kid, Tasha.
Hold on, you want to talk to Tommy while he's shopping? Hey, Tommy. Oh, the boys want to see him. Oh, it's Opie and Anthony.
Rock and roll.
What's up, man?
Rock and roll, Tommy.
Oh, here we are with the Todd Rundgren section, man.
Yeah, you're at the Todd Rundgren section.
Todd Rundgren.
Okay.
What did
nothing.
Hey, rock and roll.
Yes.
What did you have to drink over at the bar with Mark?
Three shots of Absolute and a couple of Heinekens.
And hey, what do you think of Mark?
Who's Mark? He didn't introduce himself formally to me.
Yeah.
But Mark is a very respectable man.
You are a nut. All right. That's good enough. Ira, what's up?
Guys, this is the greatest thing I have ever seen in my 26 years of life on this earth. The looks on these people's faces are priceless. They are horrified. They are disgusted. And F you to all those stores that would not even let them shop.
Yeah, some of the stores, sticks in the mud. They pulled the grate down and didn't let them shop.
But the one thing you guys have to do next, send them to the Islander game.
Not a bad idea. I might have to call Ted over there at the Islander's office. All right, man, we got to check in with a few more people. Thanks, Ira. Let's go to Big Cab. Big Cab, what's up?
Hey, guys, what's up?
Hey, man.
I'm here with Butterroll and Youngblood, and one of the listeners, Carl, decided to take them to the Shopper Image.
Oh,
well. Buy them anything they wanted under $50.
Oh, yeah, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, so Butterroll has got a fistful of batteries
okay.
for his radio
okay.
and a collapsible umbrella.
Nice.
All right. And Youngblood is still, he's searching among the electronic items.
I saw you, Youngblood, before he got on the bus. Perhaps you ought to recommend that nose and ear hair trimmer. All right.
Yes.
Thank you, Big Kevin. Sorry about that. I didn't mean to do that. We got to check in with Norton. Norton, what's up?
We're in a Macy's, and they're buying pants for one of all. I don't know where my guys are. Kevin has them, and let them have them.
Norton's disgusted by this whole thing.
There's 500 potential rapists standing in a circle, and there's a homeless man trying on clothes in the middle of the store. He removed his trousers. He did a strip tease. I actually got a rod. It was pretty nice. And he's trying on pants. And once you try them on, I would suggest the store just letting him keep them.
Yeah, regardless of the price.
So that's where we are. There's about 300 people down there. We have 500 people just screaming and causing a ruckus. And everybody in the store is extremely nervous. I'm not with them, believe me, if the cops come in. So I'm just kind of standing back here trying to
right.
press, my,
See, that's
trying
what
to press
he's
my mule on chicks who are standing in front of me. So it's going well. And the guy's removing his clothes in the middle of the store, but I don't think anybody can see it because everybody's surrounding this man in a circle.
Right,
so the last time I think a black guy was surrounded by this many white people, he was on an auction block dancing.
Oh, God. Yeah. Holy Jesus.
I know the struggle.
Oh, my God. Thank
I'll
you,
see you guys later.
Bye. Let's check in with Rick. Rick, what's up?
Hey, guys. We just left Sam Goody with Big Ed and Big Blue, and Big Blue was dancing, singing, thanking everyone in the store because he just got himself a big boombox.
Oh, yeah?
And he's just excited. Right, Blue, you got the boombox. How do you like that, man?
Even to me.
You can't.
Yeah, I got the boombox. Who this I'm talking to?
O&A.
I
don't hear nothing. He's deaf. Why is he getting a boom? He can never hear us.
No, he can't. Hey, Blue, come back.
They all get nervous when Blue starts.
And also, we've got to thank a lot of the listeners who helped chip in because we didn't have enough money to get him this boom box, and they chipped in a bunch of cash.
Ah, that's cool. See that?
To make the season brighter for Big Blue.
Cool. Our listeners, not quite the scum everyone thinks they are. Hey, Rick.
Yo.
We should wrap up pretty soon because we got to end the show. So.
All right, you got it, man. We're just going to get Big Ed some sneakers and then we're out of here.
All right, cool. Thank you.
All right, bye.
All right. The homeless shopping spree, too. Coming to an end in about 15 minutes here, Anthony. Ben, what's up?
What's up, guys? We're just denied access to our Marnie Exchange as they saw Ziggy walking up. So we're heading towards Sharper Image at the moment where Ziggy might pick something up.
But we'd love when he tries on the suit.
I know.
Oh, damn
total
it.
Total dicks, man. Total
yeah.
dicks.
What do you think Ziggy might want at the Sharper Image? A Razor rollerboard scooter?
I don't know. Ziggy hasn't really been in the shopping mood. I mean, he bought some essential stuff.
I think he could use the Ionic Breeze air purifier and just put it in his pants.
In his pants.
Purify that stench. Sharper Image, a big client of the Opie and Anthony show, and the homeless guys seem to gravitate toward the Sharper Image store.
There you go.
All
right, Ben, thank you.
All right, guys. Come in.
All right. They're running out of energy, obviously. Ryan, what's going on?
Hey, what's up, man?
Hey.
I
Nothing funnier than watching Big Blue in a massage chair in Brookstone. It was absolutely, totally.
Were the people in the store just horrified that he was smudging up their equipment?
And he's looking at a radio, and there's an old lady just shopping for the same radio, had no idea what was going on.
I'll take the one the homeless guy wanted.
All right, guys, take it easy.
All right, man.
Thank you, Ryan.
A lot of the listeners that were there had a great time.
Anthony, a few things. You go to opieandanthony.com, you could get the face shots of all the guys that went shopping today.
And keep checking back, because I know Steve C was there videotaping. Everyone was taking pictures, digital pictures, so we'll have those up as quick as we can, and you'll be able to follow along.
We'll probably have some video up late tonight on foundrymusic.com. You can get there through opieandanthony.com. Guaranteed by showtime tomorrow, there's just going to be a ton of stuff on all the websites from what you were hearing today, okay? Wow.
What a day.
I'm trying to, I'm waiting, someone's calling in here. I'm just waiting to go to them.
Not a very successful shopping spree.
All right, we'll go to Seattle. Jeremy, what's up?
Hey, guys, how you doing?
Pretty good, Jeremy.
Good, I'm calling from Seattle, Washington, boys.
Seattle.
Yes. Very I thought cool. I'd drop a line and tell you guys that you guys are doing a great job, and I don't get to hear you until, well, you guys are later, obviously, but... So I'm kind of looking forward to listening to this homeless shopping spree today. It sounds pretty fun so far.
I got to tell you, it's been great. So,
yeah, tune in.
You're going to enjoy it later on tonight in Seattle.
I will. Well, me and my wife love you guys, and keep up the good work. All right, fellas?
All right. Thank you, Jeremy.
And I got a message for Norton, too.
Yeah.
Even though he's not there.
What's that?
Doc.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Later, fellas.
Bye.
Much from Allentown's got to add a little taste of reality to this whole thing. You know that boombox is going to be stolen within 5 minutes of him hitting the street. Isn't that awful?
Jack, what's going on?
War out there.
Yeah. Jack.
Good evening.
Hey.
Hey, great unfunny show. I tell you guys are the most unfunniest people I've ever heard. I try to, like, listen to the morning programs, which are much better than your unfunny afternoon program. But I tell you, you just ate the cake. It's just so unfunny.
Hey, Jack, it's so smart of you to call up on one of our best shows ever and try to pull that by us. Yeah,
oh, really? It's
good.
Unfunny. Good. I mean, you guys are just great at being unfunny. If you're going to be great at something, be great at being unfunny.
Jack, keep listening then. Every day, just like you do.
All right, dude, I compare you to the morning shows that I like listening to.
Oh. God only knows what morning show he likes.
Oh, he probably thinks Snorting.
Right, exactly. Exactly.
With his dribble.
Wonderful.
A little tip to the people that hate us.
Yeah.
Like, pick a day when we really suck.
Yeah, there's plenty of those.
Oh, there are plenty of those days. Then you call in and tell us how unfunny we are, and then it'll get to us. But a day like this, you're wasting your dime.
It's a great fun show today, absolutely.
Freaking loser.
Trying to rain on our parade, Opie. Not today.
Yeah.
This was obviously a very unfunny show. Steve, what's up?
Hey, man, what's up?
Hey.
We just walked out of Foot Action with Dippy Tom. I'm with Maddie. And gotta give a big thanks to Foot Action. They hooked him up with some really, really nice boots. Dippy Tom is littered with bags of socks and clothes.
Silent.
Yeah, he's really styling now.
Well, slow down. Styling.
And he's
dancing and randomly breaking into Christmas carols, too. We have no idea where Ben is. We were with Ben for a little bit, and Ben, I think he freaked out with Ziggy and went somewhere else.
Well, so Ziggy was a star, so it's kind of a little more pressure on Ben.
I think so. It seems like you want to say something?
Yes.
Here you go.
Who am I talking to?
That's Opie and Anthony.
Oh, I mean, Anthony, I wanted to meet you the other day.
Well, you were in here for quite some time, Tippy.
You met us. There's no idea he met us yesterday.
Oh, God, I was hammered.
You weren't there when I was there.
Right, we weren't there. Exactly. It was on our show, but we weren't there.
We did the whole show with us yesterday.
The guy from Kiss was there, though.
The guy from who?
The band Kiss.
Kiss.
He remembers Gene.
He remembers Gene being in the studio, but not Opie and Anthony.
Hey, Tom, did you get some good stuff?
Yeah.
Well, happy holidays there, Tom.
I feel like a celebrity.
Well, you are a celebrity today, my friend.
Oh, stop it.
All right, man.
No, I can't.
We're going
to let you go. I can't hear very well. There's here.
Proud, man.
All right, we're going to check in with Psycho Mark.
Psycho Mark, what's up?
Tommy's yelling at everybody in the CD store. He's yelling so much his teeth popped out and fell on the floor.
He's yelling and screaming. I'm like, come on, hurry up, let's go.
Yeah, that's not fun.
We got Andre some shoes. We got him some new Timberlands.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, he got some fresh Timberlands so we can go back to 14th and kick some ass. And Andre is almost about done. He almost whips his junk out and runs against the 70s rock collection over here.
Oh, thank God that didn't happen.
Oh, God, thank you. I'll say that again.
I think they're going to start leading him out.
Yeah, I think we're going to get him out of the mall now.
Mark is trash.
You can tell.
Mark is trash.
Kevin, what's up?
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Oh, hey. To answer that guy earlier, it's not that you guys aren't funny. Mm-hmm. It's just that you're unbelievably unoriginal.
Oh, okay.
Of course. This has never been done before.
Who's done... Yeah. Who did the homeless shopping spree?
Oh, Jesus, guys.
Okay.
Stop fooling yourselves.
Okay.
For Christ's sake.
Thank you, Kevin.
Oh, you know something? You're right, I will.
Yeah.
I'm going to stop fooling myself.
You know how ridiculous this sounds, especially today with someone taking what's in my pants and doing it today?
Yeah, exactly.
Don't worry about it.
Then don't listen. I never understand the people that call up.
They're so...
It's like, why call up? Just stop listening.
I will tell you, the show sounds so good that they're pissed off.
Yeah, I think that. Yeah.
It pisses them off.
You mean someone else out there could actually do good radio?
Yeah.
Douche.
Ben, what's up?
Hey, guys. What's going on? Ziggy into a very nice men's room where he's gone into a stall, and I think he's going to be in there for a while. He came in, and it was like a kid going FAO Schwartz for the first time. He was so excited.
That's great.
It was like paradise.
Like when Dorothy opened the door of the house and walked out into a land of color in Oz, right?
Yeah, totally.
Unbelievable.
All right, Ben, you should wrap everyone, round everyone up and get them out of there, because we got to close the show, man.
Yeah, we're right at the exit. We're just, Ziggy wanted to take a dump, and I figured why not do it in style, and then we'll get on the bus.
All right, cool. Thanks, Ben.
All right. Okay. Bye.
Anthony, with that, why don't we take a break, and we'll wrap up Homeless Shopping Spree 2 next.
All right.
Anthony, Kawasaki Sports Center.
Oh, Kawasaki.
Kawasaki.
Oh, Kawasaki.
Kawasaki.
Thinking about buying a motorcycle, ATV, dirt bike, or accessories for the holidays? Check out Kawasaki Sports Center in Pompton Plains, New Jersey. Kawasaki Sports Centers carries a full line of 2002 Kawasaki Ninjas, including the Ninja ZX6R, which was named Cycle World's best middleweight sports bike. They have an award-winning service department to take care of anything from an oil change to totally customizing your Kawasaki. Call them up 973-831-1930. Ask for Gary. Kawasaki Sports Center, where customer satisfaction has been the number one priority for 23 years. Kawasaki Sports Center, located on 566 Route 23 and north in Pompton Plains, New Jersey. 5 miles north from Routes 80, 46, and 2 miles south from Routes 287. There you go. Call 973-831-1930. Kawasaki Sports Center.
And we're back with the Opie and Anthony Show.
Yeah.
Homeless Shopping Spree 2, huge success.
Oh, my God.
At the Roosevelt's Field Mall.
It had everything, didn't it? A little bit of drama, a little danger there when they were pulling in. We weren't sure. Rick sounded like the Rick from the Voyeur bus for a little while there. And then they got off the bus, entered the mall, to just hundreds of people cheering them on. And they bought stuff, and people bought stuff for them. And the ones with Psycho Mark drank until they fell down and spit their teeth out in the CD store.
What a great day. I want to thank the mall for not being tools.
Yeah, the mall itself was great. There were a couple of stores that were a little bit toolish.
Psycho Mark, what's going on?
Oh, he's not down.
Oh, crap.
There we go.
Psycho Mark.
I
can't hear him. Let's go to Rick. Hey, Rick, what's up?
Hey, guys, we are out front where we started in front of Houlihan. And it's just been an emotional time as Big Blue and Tippy Tom have been making speeches to the crowd to let them know how much they appreciate everything they've done for them today.
Oh, great.
Oh, they broke into Riddle.
All
Are you getting back on the bus?
The bus is about to arrive, so everybody's gathering out here. Fans of all day. We've got upstairs cheering, throwing down dollar bills. It's just an incredible display of holiday passion.
Let's
hear it for the homeless!
Let's hear it for the homeless.
They cheer as long as it's not them who's homeless.
Right. F. Todd Mike said he learned that Houlihan's is under construction. After all that, that's what he learned.
That's what he learned, sure.
Steve, what's up?
It's Concord. I'm here with Steve. Hang on a second.
All right.
Hey, what's up?
What's up, Steve?
Go ahead. Well, it is officially a mob scene. We were sitting out here with Tippy Tom, Blue, Ed, and about 1,000 people easily outside of Houlihan's, which I am told has been shut down.
Back there, Blue.
And these guys are singing Christmas carols. It's really amazing.
Very cool.
Very cool. I I'd like to say thank you to the really self-righteous security guard who not only stopped us from videotaping easily 12 times, but told us that all the help that we were doing today was completely useless because it was only one day and not every day.
Wow,
so that freaking kissed my ass.
All right, Steve. Did you get some tape anyway?
Oh, there's tape everywhere. I had my little hidden camera. Jeff and I got amazing videotape.
Nice.
Thanks to a couple hidden cameras. So.
Very cool.
Hey,
all right.
And that footage will be up on FoundryMusic.com.
Absolutely.
Oh, my God.
Thanks, man.
Thank you, Steve.
Well,
one of the homeless guys very nervous about the hidden hidden cameras, and he started freaking out. Oh, no, I was stealing stuff. Todd from Buffalo writes, I learned that asking a woman, excuse me, miss, have you seen 10 bombs in 1,000 people, will not get you laid, ever. Ever. Psycho Mar.
We're just starting to exit the hall. We're making our way out. And what a pain in the ass calling you is when he starts to shop there. I'll tell you that.
I don't know if it's the phone or his drinking, Opie. I couldn't understand a word Mark said. A little of both, I believe. Rick? All right, we lost Rick. Okay. Well, they're obviously making their way out of the mall, Anthony.
Yeah.
They're back on the bus for the trip back to New York City. And, well, tomorrow we'll have all the stories from the trip back to New York. I'm sure it's going to get really interesting.
And some audio from the bus trip back, too, because I think they got a couple of debt machines there.
Yeah. Rick, what's up?
Hey, guys, I got a quick one that I learned.
Okay.
That even the smell of homeless people's feet nearly gets me to puke right in the store.
That's got to be disgusting, man.
I gagged 4 times while Ed was trying on a pair of sneakers.
Oh, my God. Man.
And it didn't even look like he had socks on.
Yeah. Hey, Rick, what's going on out there?
Looks like Snoop is coming out of the mall. Some other of the homeless people that are joining us as we wait for the bus.
Okay.
The bus should be here, like they said, any minute. So.
All right.
We're just wading back into the group here. Yeah, it seems like more of the homeless guys are coming out, including Ziggy.
Well, hey, Rick.
Yo.
You going to get some audio on the bus trip?
Yeah, we'll run some audio on the bus and video and pictures and everything.
All right, good deal, man.
All right, we'll see you guys later.
All right, call back when the bus arrives.
I'll call you when the bus arrives.
All right, good. There's a huge crowd out there, man. Hey, Frank, what's going on?
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey.
Laughed my ass off just like last time.
Oh, cool, that was fun.
Hey, who was chaperoning who? Psycho Mark or Rock and Roll Tommy?
That's a great question.
I know. You know something? Both of them became complete equals.
I don't know, man.
Bar.
I'm surprised they didn't arrest Mark.
All right. Thank you, Frank.
All right, later.
Let's go to Anthony. Anthony, what do you have for the show today?
What's up, guys?
Hey.
Hey, man.
I think you guys just effing rule, man. You guys are just great. Hope, I think you're a genius.
Yeah, whatever.
And just don't know what they're talking about.
Well, it sounds like you're pissed off. It pisses us off too because we work pretty hard on this damn
movie. Yeah, I mean, that guy has a lot of nerve, man, getting on the ass saying that he invented a lot of stuff.
Oh, he's a douchebag. He's all pissed off because he was laughing and he's so brainwashed that he feels he shouldn't laugh at anything else on the radio because somebody's been telling him for years that there's nothing else that could be on the radio that could be entertaining. That's
exactly. I mean, I used to listen to that guy for a long time, and I haven't listened to him now in months. And I mean, that's just pathetic.
Well, whatever you know. Thank you.
You guys are the best, man.
Well, I'm sure they're dumping out.
As they dump out, which is just fantastic.
Thank you.
Incredible.
All right.
You guys rule, man. You guys are the greatest.
Hell, man, they didn't rain on our parade today. We had a great time.
No, so. you guys are great, man. That was like one of the best shows I've ever heard in my life.
Thank you, Anthony.
That was great.
I believe tomorrow we bring back Guess What's in My Pants live on this show.
Well,
full version. Might as well.
From the originals.
All right. Thank you, Anthony.
Take care, guys.
Yeah. He doesn't take from anyone, sure. Okay. Yeah. Rick, what's up?
Hey, guys, a bus has just pulled up. They just finished singing another Christmas carol. Our homeless are now getting on the bus as we get set to depart. The mall here. Let's go, guys. Here goes Butter Roll.
Ah, look at them all getting on the bus.
Here they come. Where are they? Let's get all the homeless guys in here. Come on, let's not forget anybody.
And the security is just incredibly tight as we try and get everybody out here.
Of course.
You know, I
give props to the security. Everyone was, pretty much everyone was cool at the mall today, I think.
Yeah.
And we want to thank you, man. Oh, there's Psycho Mark.
Yeah, I know. All right, here he comes. The star of the show today, Big Blue.
Big Blue.
He fell. Somebody grabbed him, though, before he hit the concrete. Here he comes. Big Blue and Ed as they make their way.
With their booty of goods, Opie, making their way to the bus.
Uh-oh, he's falling backwards. All right, there he goes.
He's falling backwards.
Here's Blue, here's Tippy Tom.
Tippy, nice shot, boy.
There's Sperm.
Nice shot.
Snoop is posing for pictures.
They're taking pictures with the homeless.
Thank you.
These guys are rock stars for a day, man.
Guys, there has to be at least 2,000 people total around this area.
Yeah.
All right, it's only Boss.
It's only Boss.
And here comes Rock and Roll Tommy.
Rock and Roll Tommy loves the F word, man.
All right, guys, we are out of here.
You're all on the bus?
Everyone on?
I don't know. Hold on. I'm going to check.
I hope they got Ziggy. I didn't hear Ziggy.
Hold on. I'm getting reports Psycho Mark's on top of the bus. Psycho Mark?
Yeah, I'm on top of the bus right now. I jumped out the emergency hatch, and I'm just looking down at everybody.
He's hammered. I love it.
Oh, I'm sorry. Hey, everybody! Hey, was trying to get some free joints for the ride home, but no one was. Hey, anybody got some splits for the ride back?
He's gonna get everyone arrested, man.
Leave it to Mark.
Hey, Rick, what's up?
Hey, Rick.
Yo.
We're back to you, Rick. What's up?
I can't hear you. What'd you say?
We're back to you.
All right, we're just doing a final hit count, making sure everybody's on the bus.
Okay.
We lost three.
Yeah, great. Three.
All right, so we lost three. That's not bad.
Who's missing?
It's not bad. We can lose three.
Hell, you guys are in Hempstead. No one's going to notice. Oh.
All right, we're going to try and track down our missing three.
Hey, where's Norton?
Norton is already on the bus.
Right
here. Oh, there he is.
Let me talk to Norton while you... What's going on?
You want to talk to Norton?
Yeah, real fast.
Norton. It's not here, but... Hey, guys?
Yeah.
Holy... I can't hear anything. Hold on. Boston sucks. Can you guys sit down?
Yeah, what's up, Norton?
I can't hear you. I don't know if you can hear me. This was really great, man, and you had a lot of people show up. It was really a madhouse.
Cool, man.
With that, I can't hear anything.
Norton. All right. Well, it's a sloppy mess at the end, but that's okay, Ann. That's okay.
Well, you know, a lot with all the people, it's hard to hear.
What a day, though, man. I can't wait to see some of the video and the snapshots being taken. And we're going to have some audio from the bus ride.
Yes.
Back to New York. So, I mean, this doesn't end here.
Who are the three that are missing? I think Ziggy. I didn't hear Ziggy get on the bus. Who else?
I would say Tippy Tom.
No,
Burn was very paranoid. He might have ran.
Yeah, he might have bolted.
Ron, what's up?
Hey, guys, what's up? I tell you, this is one of the most hilarious second editions of the Home and Shopping Tree ever, and I'll tell you right now.
What a great sequel.
You know, oh, yeah, I'm taping it. I wanted to do it again Christmas Day anyway.
You know, we didn't want to do Home and Shopping Tree again because we didn't think we could top ourselves, but I must say, man, a lot of people worked really hard behind the scenes, and this was a home run today.
Yeah, yes, Keith did a great job.
Home run.
You guys did great. But I'm going to tell you one thing. This is more funnier than last year's first Home Shopping Day that Rick says, is that a train?
Oh, yeah. Remember that? Yeah, we're going to break that out.
This is going to be a classic right there.
All right, Ron. Thank you.
Later.
Bye. Yeah, we're going to replay this. You guys know that already. Probably like Christmas Eve or something.
Yeah, it's very Christmassy.
All right. I just want to talk to Rick before we get off the air. We only have like 2 minutes left.
It would be nice if Rick would call or someone calls him and we could just get him on one more time as the bus pulls away. Make sure they have everybody. I guarantee you we're going to have some stories to tell tomorrow.
Ah, yeah. Who's this now?
All right, they're calling in.
Pumping on.
We'll get him on, and then we'll get off the air and make way for Ron and Fez next here in New York.
Yes.
Put him down. I know it's somebody.
Yeah, we don't care who they are or what they got to say. Just pop it down.
Pop it down.
That's probably Earl calling out.
Oh, okay. All right.
On line 12.
All right, I guess we...
Now we're not going to be able to...
We're going to have to end the show without hearing from the gang.
Aw. I want to hear who was missing.
I want to give props to Rick and Ben and Stinky.
Keith
the cop.
This wouldn't have been possible without Keith.
Ethel and our whole promotions department.
Yeah.
John Rossi. I mean, a lot of guys worked really hard on this for the last few weeks.
Yes.
Even though we don't show prep it.
We don't.
Of course not. We just sit here and...
Norton is still in baby gap.
Oh.
Is that what they're saying?
It's instant feedback.
All right.
Oh, well.
I know the second we...
That's how we're going to end? This is how we're going to end?
Well, the second we go away, I know that's going to light up and it's going to be Rick, so...
This is how we end?
Yeah.
I want to hear the bus pulling away.
I know.
Not
a problem.
All right.
Rich who?
Boss?
No.
Nope. All right, well, this is how Homeless Shopping Spree 2 ends.
Thank you to everybody that showed up down there, did a great job, and some people actually pulled out some money out of their wallets and bought these guys stuff.
Oh, you guys are
insane.
You guys rock.
I wouldn't have done that.
And by the way, thanks for hanging with us.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. We've had a tough 3 or 4 months, but thanks for hanging with us.
Look, it's thinking we got it.
I know, but just put them on hold, all right.
Yeah, you don't have to write them.
Oh, my God.
Put them on hold. What are you doing?
Hey, real fast.
Rick. That's Psycho Mark Truck. Ben. All right, we got to go. That son of a bitch. All right, we'll let you know what happens
right.
Tomorrow at 3.